This is PFW in Progress.
What are you going to do, Stan?
I feel like I want to go.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
What did you do last summer again?
I told you, I spent it with my uncle in Alaska hunting wolverines. He kept trying to attack my cousins. What the heck would you do in a situation like that?
Paul Perillo.
Are you going to eat your tots?
No. Can I have them?
Give me some of your tots.
No, go find your own.
Come on, give me some of your tots.
No, I'm freaking starved. I didn't get to eat anything today. Freaking idiot.
And Andy. And Andy?
Well, you have a sweet bike, and you're really good at hooking up with chicks.
Andy Hart.
Plus, you're like the only guy at school who has a mustache.
That's true.
Some guy named Tom.
If you need to use any of my skills, I can do whatever you want. Plus, I could be your bodyguard, too. Or, like, Secret Service captain or whatever.
Sweet. And you never know, Rory might stop by.
She's the best thing that has ever happened to me. I'm 100% positive that she's my soulmate. I'm sure there's a babe out there for you, too. So.
PFW in Progress.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a friggin' idiot?
All right, welcome. And hey, you know what? Rory, stop by. Rory's here. We have a special post-4th of July. We figured we'd bring you some new people today. Really, it's because everyone's on vacation. But
we're second best.
Fred Kirsch, Brian Lowe doesn't get a...
I don't even get a spot in the open area.
Brian, you speak for yourself. And when you do, do it in the microphone.
I can't hear you at all.
Is he on the mic?
Oh, I don't even
Brian's trying to yell and he can't even yell.
Is his mic on?
This is absurd.
Gary's talking.
All right, I'll move over here.
All right. Last week we had Jason Dvorkin here, and we had everything all screwed up. And now the master's back, and it's still screwed up.
Dun, dun, dun. Gary, how about your own mic?
I can't hear you.
Dvorkin left it that way.
Oh, okay. There he is.
Oh, we also had the electrical shutdown last week, so maybe that contributed.
All right, let's start over. PFW in Progress, a special post-4th of July. We have Lori Baranski here.
Hi.
Lori has stopped by, and Brian Lowe, host of Patriots Video News, and of course Lori is the host of Patriots Today, and also she takes care of all our podcasts here, and so we're going to talk with some different people today. The email is, as it always is, webradio@patriots.com, so you can email in. We already have several, but join us if you have anything you want to talk about Patriots-wise or ask Lori or Brian because, you know, they're involved in different things. The guys, Paul and Tom and Andy.
Ask us anything.
They're mostly writing stories for Patriots.com and PFW. But these guys are out there with cameras.
Oh.
Where were you last week? You're in Boston interviewing people?
Oh, last week we went into Boston, a man on the street segment that you'll be able to find on Patriots On Demand and Patriots Today sometime in the next month. What an exciting day.
Boring!
You
met some good people, Patriots fans?
People. Oh.
Yeah.
How about
yeah.
guy with the cigarette?
Well,
he asked me for a cigarette, and I said, sorry, I don't have it. That's going to kill you. He says, pork kills. Pork.
We found some interesting characters. Let's just leave it at that. And, of course, it was one of the days of the Red Sox-Mets series. We probably saw 50 times as many Red Sox and Mets fans as Patriots fans.
Well, just natural.
That's natural, yeah.
Yeah.
It is July, of
but,
course.
But, you know, so you guys are involved in that, but Lori... you know, not to upstage you, Brian, but Lori.
Oh,
Brian. Recently,
I'm used to that. Trust me.
Lori recently Trust came me. Back from Florida, Sanibel Harbor
really?
Resort.
Really? What were you doing in Florida, Lori?
Where they had the swimsuit calendar shoot.
Really? Are you a cheerleader by any chance?
Sometimes.
Wow. Are you a captain?
Sometimes.
Wow.
Sometimes.
Wow.
Yes.
So, I'm going to leave now. I mean, who needs me at
and,
this point?
And, you know, in case anyone's
interested. Open, my microphone doesn't work, and I'm next to a cheerleader. I think I'm certainly...
I've seen some of the
Make sure
photos
you tell your friends you heard it on
that
PBS.
Have come back from there. And,
so how would you measure this calendar up to previous ones?
I think so far we're on pace to beat last
wow.
year's calendar.
Now, I haven't seen any, so I don't really know, except for the ones that are already online.
Well,
I don't get, like, a preview, special preview or anything.
Right.
You don't find out till the whole calendar's on.
Right. You don't know which ones were actually chosen, right. But you were there. I mean, you saw a lot of the shoots, right?
Right.
I mean, in fact, I believe you had your own video camera, a little behind the scenes that I think you can find on Patriots.com
right.
as you speak,
and
right?
And that's another thing I wanted to mention is that we posted a little behind the scenes swimsuit calendar shoot video you guys did, Eric Scalavino.
Yeah.
I want to give him Eric's a new, recently new video editor that we have, and he works with Lori and Brian and Bob Doyle.
Don't leave him out.
Don't leave Bob Doyle out.
Don't leave him out. He might be away this week, too, just like your other usual co-host, but don't leave him out.
Senior video editor, Bob Doyle, and they put together, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was fun.
It's like a 14-minute show, and really gives you a good sense of what you guys were doing down there. You know, because people don't realize that's where they went down there to shoot the video, but it's really kind of the first thing that the new squad does together.
Right, because you've only been on the team two.
It's
like
the swimsuit, right? You just picked the squad in April,
right?
And so we look at that whole thing, doing it in one place like that is a good way to get to know each other. And
it was.
See, around the office here, when we have new people, we have a bonding experience in the upstairs administrative level cafeteria for a half an hour lunch. The cheerleaders go down to Florida for a week, Fred. Can we, after the show, can we talk about a new way of
bonding? Is the pre-training camp when I get you in a room and I tell you your ass is mine
right.
until
February. I believe you said next Tuesday at 11. Right. We have that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, that's our bonding.
Yeah.
When I tell you, you know, forget about your family until the Patriots are out of the playoffs.
Right, right. February 5th this year, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right, we hope. Yeah. Anyway, so, you know, all that's open. We can talk about all that stuff.
Yeah.
Brian, you're also the voice of the Revs from time to time.
The voice of the Revs from time to time.
Yeah.
Very infrequent time to time. I haven't gotten the call in from the bullpen yet this year, but, you know.
How are the Revs doing?
The Revs are doing pretty well. I know they lost last night.
Yeah,
and
a lightning delayed game.
A lightning delayed game. Oh, MLS has a full slate of games on 4th of July. But,
wow.
There you go. Yeah, there was some lightning, fireworks, and lightning in Denver. I heard, but I think they're doing pretty well up until that point. They had gone 5 or 6 games.
And a lot of people may not know that you're also the editor of the Bay Stater.
Right. I mean, that's really the highlight.
Massachusetts Youth Soccer Association's newspaper.
Yeah,
that goes out to 100,000 homes in Massachusetts.
It sure does. It goes to pretty much every home that has a kid or a parent or a referee involved in youth soccer. So I think we still have an hour and 50 to talk about that.
No, we publish that for MISA.
Right.
I think Brian should get Mr. Versatile.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Brian does a lot. And Lori, in addition to modeling swimsuits and being on the sideline, for the cheerleaders, you also coordinate all our podcasts.
I do. And we'll have new ones coming up soon.
We're having new ones coming up. We're going to have a training camp daily podcast as well as a cheerleader podcast.
Ooh. Yeah. Can I host the cheerleader one, Lori? Can I?
Well, this one's more for the younger
cheerleaders. Yeah, the cheerleader one is not for... I don't think listeners of PFW probably. It's for girls who either are or want to be cheerleaders or involved in, you know, is it a sport of cheerleading?
Fred, if yesterday's hot dog eating contest was a sport and they call them athletes, the cheerleaders, in my book, then are sports and athletes.
But you really don't.
If Kobayashu is an athlete.
It's not a sport. It's an activity. It's a.
Well, on the pro level, we don't compete.
Right.
But colleges.
Colleges, you do.
Yeah,
sure.
You do.
Right.
We should compete on the pro level.
I agree.
What do you think about starting a movement to have the pro teams, not just NFL, but you know the other sports cheerleaders compete in some type of a tournament?
There you go. There could be, if the cheerleader team, I know you guys don't travel to every game, but if there was some element involved in traveling, maybe at halftime of NFL games, it could be a little
competition. Well, there is a thing that NFL Network's going to be airing, and I think we have two cheerleaders competing, and it's sort of a... superstars competition where all the cheerleaders from different squads compete against each other in different events.
So I think
there's like a tug of war.
Wow.
There's all kinds of stuff.
Right.
Yep.
All kinds of obstacle course.
And
it's all done in bathing suits,
I'm not sure.
And we've got two. Do we know who they are yet? Is that public?
It is public. It is public. We have Quinn and Lindsay going.
Quinn and Lindsay.
Lindsay Bloom and Quinn Kinson.
Are they quite new? An event?
They're both new, right?
They're both rookies. Yep.
Wow.
They'll get to get their feet in the water.
So that's the first time that'll be on the NFL Network,
made for TV
by
event.
NFL Films.
Wow.
So keeping it in the family.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
We're trying to brush them up on their football knowledge.
Yeah.
So
we can do well.
So that'll be fun to watch. When is that? Do you know when that?
I don't know
when
that. I think it's at the end of the month.
End of the month.
If not the beginning of August.
Yeah.
Wow.
Soon.
That is coming up quick. You guys practice year round, right? I mean,
April to April.
Wow.
Oh yeah, good times.
All right. So all that's on the table. What you guys are doing, and of course, Patriots. Nothing really happening. The strength and conditioning program officially ends July 7th.
Yeah, I think through this week, and then 3 weeks of bye bye.
All right, guys.
See you later.
Guys are still here. Brady was out throwing the medicine ball last week with Tom, with Castle.
Oh, yeah?
Out in the concourse.
Wow.
And a big one. Big medicine
ball. Oh, yeah? Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Against the wall?
No, to each other.
To each other, yeah. They are.
And I noticed that they're painting all the walls down
they
in the
are.
Concourse.
They
today.
Are. You Let's know? Talk about that. That's an
everything. Well, you know, I think we think
no.
it's boring.
No,
but
no.
I think fans want to know what's going
you
on.
You never know walking down that hallway there outside because, you know, I mean, they have an elaborate workout facility in there, but you see them doing the medicine balls or things against the wall, or you see one day before before one of the mini camp, I saw Pepper Johnson having a little huddle session with a couple of the players. And yeah, you see some of the inner workings.
Yeah, well, I thought it was interesting, speaking of medicine balls, the day that they announced the two draft picks, and Maroney came out with Chad Jackson. Yep. They had the little thing on the field. I walked down the concourse with Maroney and Jackson.
Right.
And in the concourse was Bethel Johnson
right.
throwing a medicine ball against the wall. And, you know, they
in anger.
Yeah. They shook hands and, you know, hugged. And
where was Dylan?
You know, and it was interesting. And I thought, you know, I wonder, you know, the Patriots knew what was going on. They knew the timing of this. They knew they were going to bring Chad Jackson mm-hmm. down through this. I wonder if they made sure that Bethel Johnson was there. I don't know. The other guys laughed at me, but I wouldn't put it past.
Would
the
not
Patriots
put it past,
just to,
past this head coach
to arrange that type of meeting. And of course,
oh,
now
a little
Bethel
motivational,
Johnson's
yeah.
gone,
and maybe his the guy that they brought in for him could
we
be
don't know.
Could be as well.
You know, Lori, when you hear about that stuff, you know
about Jonathan Sullivan,
yeah.
now, right? His arrest.
Talking about Jonathan Sullivan,
okay.
the guy that the Patriots traded for. They
yep.
gave we gave New Orleans Bethel
and then
Johnson.
He messed
got,
up
yeah, and then he got
week.
Stopped. You know, as a cheerleader or someone who doesn't necessarily have to report on this as a journalist, how does it feel to you? How, you know, is it a disappointment thing? Or are you shocked?
Well, we're the ones that hear it all. When we go to promotions and stuff, it's like, oh, Jonathan Sullivan, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And you guys always know, you know,
right.
what do I know? I
yeah.
wasn't there. So to me, it's just like, oh, God, come on.
You get disappointed, right.
right.
It's a reflection on you almost.
It is.
Yeah, no, it
well,
is.
Well, almost. Indirectly,
it's a reflection
it
on the organization.
It
if
is.
We're all part of the organization,
it's
sure. It's
associated with the Patriots.
Right,
right. And let's face it, this team has had, relative to a lot of other NFL teams, Cincinnati, very few such incidents in recent years. It's very rare. And you're never surprised, I don't think, when you hear about a player getting arrested, unless it was someone who, you know, if like Teddy Bruschi, God forbid, I'm not saying anything about Teddy, if someone like that got arrested, you'd be shocked. But when a player gets arrested, it unfortunately is
I love Teddy Bruschi.
run-of-the-mill news around the NFL, which is really unfortunate. It usually doesn't happen around here, but it, major disappointment, because you figure you bring a guy in, this is a guy who underachieved in his first 3 years of his career, getting a fresh start. What kind of judgment? I mean, how do I trust this guy to be an NFL player, to learn a new defense, to be a good teammate when he's out driving around at 4 in the morning,
well,
blaring his radio and
he's claiming
marijuana.
That he's claiming right now that it wasn't his, it was somebody else's.
Fine.
And his lawyer said he is going to vigorously, you know, defend him against these charges.
As
but
well,
the
he
fact
should.
Is,
but
you're out at 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
They stole my pot.
You know, so somebody was in your car with it. You know, and Don't give me that.
The marijuana, yeah. The marijuana almost bothers me less than the fact that this guy at 4 in the morning is running stop signs, blaring music, and he's out at 4 in the morning doing this. I mean, that judgment, whether it's a criminal act or not, riding around at 4 in the morning blaring music, doesn't matter. It's like, is this what I want this guy to be doing?
You just got picked, you know, you got traded to this team, and it's kind of a fresh start. And
you're far from a lock to make
this
roster
anyway.
And
you just wonder, like, why don't these guys get it? Why don't they realize what they have in front of them? You know, that he's getting a second chance. He's, you know, and that if you succeed, the things that are that can come mm-hmm. to you, you know, Bethel Johnson too. You know, just a stubbornness.
Yeah.
That they just don't want to conform. They don't want to follow instructions. And it really is a stubbornness.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it could be stupidity as well. But, you know, when you retire, when you're 33 or 34,
if you're lucky, you're playing for 12 years. Yeah,
and smoke pot.
Exactly. You know? Do it at 4 in the morning, 4 in the afternoon, whatever time you want.
No one's gonna care then.
But
yeah.
and you know, it's not like at 4 in the morning he should be working out necessarily, or he should be, you know, meeting with Dean Pease and going over the defense. I'm not saying that.
He's doing it 4 in the morning.
Yeah, he should
right.
be, you know, just live a normal life.
Yeah.
Just live a normal life and, you know, have your
right,
fun.
Now, you can't say that you're not out 3, 4 in the morning.
I mean,
I've heard stories about you.
Oh, I mean, the stories are endless. I mean, we would need much more than 2 hours to go over this kind of behavior, which was always encouraged in my family.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, you went to Holy Cross. Where, no, Brandeis. You know,
Brandeis.
Oh, you're a notorious
we
over
run
there,
roughshod. Over. I mean, we just terrorize the city.
You are
of
quite
Waltham.
The ruckus causer around here.
Oh,
yeah.
Antics all over the town. I mean, how they let me graduate from there? How they kept me in that school for 4 years? I don't know.
All right, webradio at patriots.com is the email address.
Great football team.
Webradio at patriots.com. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
Wednesday, July 19th at 7:30, the Fields of Athenry come to Gillette Stadium with the boys from Scotland. Welcome the newly crowned Scottish Premier League title holder Celtic Football Club as they face off against your New England Revolution. The World Cup might be over, but the World's Game heats up in Foxborough as Celtic stars Aidan McGeady and Sean Maloney go up against Taylor Twellman.
Unbelievable! Taylor Twellman!
Clint Dempsey.
Diving header by Dempsey!
Matt Reese.
Great save by Matt Reese!
And the rest of the Reds. Don't miss Celtic Football Club's first appearance in the Boston area in 30 years as they prepare for the upcoming UEFA Champions League season. Tickets are on sale now. Call the Revolution Ticket Office at 1-877-GET-REVS to find out about special group discounts and free parking. This is a match you won't want to miss. Call the Revolution Ticket Office today at 1-877-GET-REVS or Ticketmaster at 617-931-2222 to get your tickets now.
From sixth-round draft pick in 2000 to three-time Super Bowl champion and two-time MVP, Patriots quarterback Tom Brady has done it all. Until now.
Touchdown! Tom Brady launches a 60-yard
Tom Brady is 2005 Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year. And now you can get an autographed copy of the SI cover personally autographed by the perennial Pro Bowler himself. It's the must-have keepsake for every Patriots fan. To take advantage of this incredible offer, all you need to do is make qualifying transactions on the Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots Extra Points redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pregame field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Sportsman of the Year Sports Illustrated cover autographed by Tom Brady. Patriots Extra Points, because fans want contact too. Autograph print limited to the first 500 with qualifying purchase. Visit PatriotsExtraPoints.com for details.
And that's full time. The New England Revolution are your Eastern Conference champions for 2005. What a performance by the Revs.
The New England Revolution are revved up for a return to MLS Cup. As summer heats up New England, the soccer action heats up in Foxborough.
There it is! Gillette Stadium explodes!
Don't miss exciting matchups against DC United and Freddie Adu. A Friday night matchup against Real Salt Lake and the New York Red Bulls and Houston Dynamo's first ever appearances in Foxborough. Get to Gillette Stadium for hot soccer action all summer long with the interactive theme park soccer celebration plus free parking all season long. New England Revolution Soccer is an affordable, fun day for the whole family. Tickets start at just $18. Call the Revolution Ticket Office today at 1-877-GET-REVS or Ticketmaster at 617-931-2222 to get your ticks, get your kicks, and get the Revolution.
All right, we're back.
We're back.
Just out of school. What?
Nothing.
Looking at me, you got a big smile on.
Always smiling.
This is the place you want to be.
Always smiling. Yeah, wow. I'm always happy to be on the radio.
Always happy.
Yeah.
When did you turn into Eddie Haskell?
All right, webradio at patriots.com is the email address. That's webradio at patriots.com. If you want to talk to Lori about things she's doing with Patriots Today or the podcast.
Did you join Dick for a little while? I'm going to murder Gary.
What?
You didn't hear that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I glossed over
it. It's gonna go away now, right, Gary? Did you join Dick for a little while? Stop it.
All-time great.
Fred, can you fire him now?
Everybody gets nailed here.
Oh.
I mean.
Trust me.
Don't ever say that again, you know, because Gary just gave you the eyebrow.
Oh, yeah, I think it's too late.
Well, let's see. We get to some emails here.
Yeah. Should we absolutely, yeah. Bring
Are
them
they
on.
Good emails?
Anything else you guys want to add before we do that?
Plenty of things we can talk about, but let's bring on the emails.
Well, sometimes we like to, you know, do housekeeping first, mm-hmm. you know, before we get to the emails. So if there's anything that you want to bring up, because that gives people more things to email in about.
No, I think we covered a lot. In those first 15 minutes.
You had a lot more to talk about.
Well, I mean, I got my Patriots stuff. We can talk about the Pats.
He brings the roster. He goes, I got my Patriots stuff. What are you going to read the roster off?
2005 season-ending guide.
Season-ending
guide. All the most recent.
That's when you're doing the show alone, Brian.
Oh, that's the podcast.
That's when you bring out.
That's going to be this Friday podcast alone.
That's when you bring out the season-ending guide.
Okay. All right. All right.
You know,
all this stuff.
There's nothing really big happening right now.
No, you're right.
Right. They're getting ready.
But we can always come up with stuff.
Oh, one thing, Chris Ferreira, our webmaster, just finished. Now you can go back and look at past rosters, how the roster ended.
Ah.
So, you know, that's something that some of our users of the website have been asking.
That's interesting.
For. So we have back to 2001. He's going to keep adding
them. Wow.
But, you know, a lot of people say, oh, you know, I forget who was on the roster in, you know, 1995. We're going to start updating those rosters of the past.
So this way when people email into AskPFW and they ask, hey, was so-and-so on the roster in 1997, they will not be getting a biting comment from Andy Hart saying, how could you possibly ask us that?
Probably.
You can find it on the web.
They'll probably still get a biting comment.
Email.
He's good for that.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's go to him.
Let's go to him.
Yeah.
The emails?
That's what I say.
Okay. Michael writes in from North Carolina.
Wow.
North Carolina.
And he says, out of all the draft picks, is everyone going to make the final roster? What do you think the least and most for Jackson, Maroney, Thomas, Mills, Caldwell? I heard some rumors that some people might think the Patriots will run more than pass because of Maroney, I guess. But what do you guys think about this rumor, and how is Brady's season looking? What makes you not able to enter the NFL draft and they are able to enter the supplemental draft? Okay, so he said that's another question.
Right.
And one thing, I emailed last week and said something about the semi-authenticated jersey, and there were some questions about what those were. I guess it's only something you can buy in the mall. They are jerseys that are stitched, only $100. You guys are great. Andy is still my favorite. And is there,
that's a first.
And is the best there in writing. Oh, Paul wouldn't like that.
Oh.
Last time he efforted answering all my questions, but you didn't. But it's okay.
There's like 10 questions in there.
Okay, well.
Wow.
And Brian's ready to go with
the roster. Yeah, see, it's a good thing I brought the roster to talk about which rookies will not make
the team. You know, he puts Caldwell in there. Caldwell's not a rookie.
No.
I am a loser.
Is one of the free agents.
Right. Rashay Caldwell, I'd say, is a
and he could make it, but, you know, Jackson, I think, is a lock. Maroney's a lock. Dave Thomas, from what I've heard from the minicamp, is a lock at tight end.
Sure.
Garrett Mills.
Not a lock.
Maybe not. Maybe he's a practice squad. It depends on how many. You know, I think right now with the fact that Fourier, it's not, you know, if they keep Mills, that's four tight ends that they keep on the roster.
And the greater the lack of depth at wide receiver, the more emphasis there is on tight ends. Because let's face it, a guy like Benjamin Watson could almost be considered a wide receiver. You know, David Thomas seems like he's going to play a pretty significant role because they often like to play two tight ends, and Graham and Watson have both had injuries in the past. So and Mills is sort of that fullback slash tight end, so he'll probably have a role. I mean, I would say he's probably going to make the team.
Maybe practice squad, though.
Maybe practice squad, but, you know, that's still a high draft pick.
Might get one of those injuries that, you know.
Right, the mystery injuries could flare up pretty
flu.
Soon. Right, the Hellenic flu, the Ryan Claridge last year was the mystery injury.
You know, so, you know, with Graham, I think Graham's, you know, more your blocking tight end.
Right.
You know, and the Watson and this Dave Mills, who,
Dave Thomas, right.
Who really is a pass-catching tight end right now. We don't know a lot about him as a blocker.
No.
But beyond that, you know, it'd be hard for them to keep four tight ends on the 53-man roster.
Right. See, in my opinion, I think Garrett Mills, when it comes to competing for a roster spot, he's more in the Patrick Pass, Heath Evans. You know, I don't think guys like if Patrick Pass is healthy and makes his team,
I think that
makes it tougher for Mills to make the team than if David Thomas.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, let's say Garrett Mills stands out in special teams. That could make Patrick Pass's time here limited.
Sure.
I mean, that, you know, maybe a guy like Pass gets cut and they keep Mills.
Right. See, I think Mills' ability or inability to make this team has less to do with the trio of tight ends that they have than it does with who's in the backfield. So, you know, I'd say he'll probably make the team or be injured.
That's fine. Yeah.
Practice squad is a possibility. You know, I mean, some of the later round draft picks is where we're talking about who's going to make the team, who's not. Like, you know, Lakeven Smith, who they drafted in the sixth or seventh round, if Jonathan Sullivan pans out and, you know, keeps his head on straight and does well in training camp, a guy like Lakeven Smith could be an odd man out. That's where we're looking more, you know, in terms of draft picks not making the team. It's that kind of thing.
Right. And then he's wondering if the Patriots will run more than pass this season because of Maroney. And I think you don't know.
I don't know.
I think every week is different.
Yeah.
You know, there's some weeks, depending on the opponent, you're going to pass more than you run and vice versa. I think what Maroney does is give them that ability to do both and also to back up Dylan, give Dylan breathers.
I think it would be very beneficial.
We talked about, you know, splitting the roles so Dylan can – you know, maybe get, you know, a certain amount of carries a game and then give Maroney 10 to 12 carries a game on top of that.
Absolutely. I think that's what we're going to see. I don't think Maroney's going to be spending a lot of time on the sideline. I think we're going to see plenty of Maroney. But I think the ideal situation is obviously that they're both healthy and maybe Dylan gets his, you know, 15 to 18 while Maroney gets 8 to 10 carries and both stay fresh.
Yeah, I mean, I can guarantee... You know, as far as what the Patriots are trying to do this season, it's a lot of it is what they tried to do last season, which is incorporate the three tight ends a lot more. But then you had the injuries last year that every time they seemed to get in a little rhythm, somebody would get hurt. I know they'd love to do that.
Hmm.
And, you know, bringing in three tight ends, which if you do that and you have athletes like they have with Thomas and Watson and Graham – as a defensive team, you don't know what they're going to do. They can run. They can pass out of those formations. You just don't know.
And
Maroney, you know, even though he didn't catch a lot of balls as a running back, you know, last year in Minnesota, has looked very good doing that. It's not that he couldn't. It's just that they didn't do that a lot. So that's another option.
And a guy not to forget in the passing game is Kevin Faulk.
That's right.
When that guy's healthy, he is such a weapon. A third down, coming out of the backfield. Health is always an issue with him, but... But I remember a few games. I remember specifically, I think it was the game in Denver a couple years ago when they ended up having the fake punt. What do you call it?
The safety.
He had a string of catches. Not to mention the Super Bowls too. I mean, that guy is a weapon as a pass catcher. So when we look at like how their wide receiving core is not very deep and they only have, you know, one or two guys who have a ton of experience in the Patriots system. When you look at everybody on the roster who could play a role in the passing game, you worry a little less.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And his question about why are some guys able to enter the supplemental draft rather than the regular draft? And I think there's a number of reasons. For whatever reason at the time that you declare to be eligible for the draft, you know, for some reason you weren't eligible for the NCAA rules or there might been an injury.
Right. It's basically guys who... Right, for whatever reason, weren't eligible for the draft at whatever the March whatever deadline is for the April draft, but now are eligible.
Right.
And that could be, like, Ahmad Brooks? No, what's his name? From the
linebacker from Virginia.
Yeah, Ahmad Brooks.
Right.
Who's the biggest name available, as it's coming up next week. I think with him it was, he had a bunch of, you know, team disciplinary problems, I think, and then after the draft deadline, the team suspended him or kicked him off the team, I think, and he was only a junior, so he became eligible, and he's now eligible. And there aren't a ton of guys. I mean, there's only a handful of guys eligible, I think.
Right.
It's not like it's you know, seven rounds where every team's going to come away with. I mean, one or two tops end up getting drafted at all. So.
And he has a question about authentic versus semi-authentic jerseys. Is Ken Flanders around?
let's get him on the horn.
Let's try calling Ken Flanders.
Let's try to get our pro shop.
I saw he was holding court today. He had about four people in there.
That could be Ken Flanders at Gillette Stadium.
There he is. I guess he's not in.
He's never
That could be any day. He's holding court frequently. Oh, love the guy.
His office is like Floyd's barbershop.
His office.
You might as well like have like a lawn chair out with a screen door like Kramer did. just sit out there and just sit on the stoop and talk to people.
And it's a great location, too. I mean, high traffic, high visibility area. It's really at a crossroads.
Yeah,
it's at an intersection.
You have
really
to go to the men's room. You have to go by his office.
Or the ladies'
room.
It's
good for me, though, because our thermometer, like our thermostat is in his office for our office.
Really?
So I can never get to it because there's always 10 people in there.
Yeah. And that heats it up.
Yeah. Gary's working on some kind of antics.
Well, we're trying to, you know, every time we call Ken, because we have a number of merchandising-type questions that come up from time to time, and he's never in his office.
Do we have other people we could... Do we have someone on the line?
call the pro shop.
No, no, it sounded like we were getting someone on the horn. We could always, I mean, we could call some of Ken's underlings.
What about Perriello?
Perriello, right? Yeah, we can get some people. We'll get that answer for, is it Michael that sent this email?
Hi, yeah. You've reached the desk of Ken Flanders at Gillette Stadium.
North Carolina. Let's see. JC, who is the passion of the Pats fan. That's what he says.
Wow.
That's what he calls himself. He's got a couple of things he wants to talk about. He says, first, keep up the good work. You set the bar high. Limbo anyone. Just kidding. Just a few quick shots. One, pay Richard Seymour's bonus with most of the extra cap money. Okay. Two, forget about signing Ty Law. Go with what we've got. Three, trade Dion to another team for a number one pick as soon as we re-sign David Patton. Well, there's a lot of assumptions there. Yeah. Four, if one of our up-and-coming offensive linemen can do the job at guard, trade Stephen Neal to somebody further west where he would like to be for a number two pick.
All right, he had me up until there.
Five, after paying Seymour, take the remaining money and sign all the draft pick Bill deems worthy.
So,
six, this will be the last year for Asante Samuel and Daniel Graham. Copen has to prove he's healthy, then a reasonable contract that he can stay. Seven, this brings us back to the draft picks. So now, then he talks to about the draft picks. JC, man, you might be passionate, but I'm not following you.
Well, all of these assumptions are they all interconnected? Like, if one happens, that's the only way the other one can happen.
He's trying to spend our extra cat money over here.
Yeah, he's trying to spend. It's not your money, JC. No, but a couple of interesting points there. Now, his trade scenarios, trades in the NFL don't happen a lot. And if they do, they usually centered around the draft as the draft's coming up. Trading Deion Branch, probably not happening.
Well, basically, I read the rest of his email. His thinking is that, you know, you get rid of these guys like Deion Branch and get your draft picks because he'd rather have, pay 53 people
rather
more
than
evenly than a lot of guys really high like the Colts.
Right.
Which makes sense, which I think the Patriots do. But, you know, you can't just get rid of guys like Deion Branch and expect David Patton to replace him because David Patton is not as good as Deion Branch, not even close.
No. Deion Branch is your best receiver. I don't think anyone's arguing that. And the question, the question about his status right now, he's going to be here this year. I mean, one way or another, whether they come to an agreement on an extension this offseason or if he just plays out the string and then leaves after next year, he's going to be here this year. I don't know if I don't think trading him is the right option. And if you do trade him, he might be good, but if teams are going to give up a high draft pick, they're going to want to make sure that they're going to, they'll need to sign him to an extension before they trade a pick. Assume they need to know they're going to have him for more than 1 year.
Right.
Kind of, you know, to trade guys like that, and trading Stephen Neal, I mean, I don't think that's really plausible. I mean, he's a good player, and they just re-signed him.
What he's thinking is that, you know, guys like Copen and Stephen Neal and Deion Branch are all free agents next year.
Not Stephen Neal anymore. He signed for...
Oh, did he get an extension?
He was a free agent this year, and he signed up for...
Oh, did he sign? Okay.
Yeah, not Stephen Neal.
I think he's thinking, you know, rather than spend all that money, sign him for draft picks before they leave and get something for them and, you know...
It just doesn't happen that often in the NFL because it takes another team to want to give up draft picks, and teams don't want to give up draft picks for... And plus, when a guy just signs, you know, you have the issue of the salary cap and a signing bonus all comes back to that first year. It's really not plausible.
Well,
but,
and you know, Patriots fans, we look at all the comings and going on the Patriots, and we get a little nervous. So why aren't guys re-signed? But every team goes through this, more so than the Patriots.
Absolutely.
I mean, every team has free agents that they have to deal with, and some teams overpay, some teams don't, and they leave.
And this year, there happened to be several high profile guys, I mean, guys who people associate with the Super Bowl era of the Patriots who left. I mean, we know who they are. And they didn't necessarily bring in high profile guys, but that doesn't necessarily mean that they made bad moves. I mean, David Givens got more money than he should have gotten. William McGinnis got more money than he should have gotten. And so when you look at the balance sheet of who left and who came in.
And you re-signed Richard Seymour.
Exactly.
You know, so.
And
JC loves Richard Seymour.
Loves Richard Seymour. And there's also guys who they re-sign like Seymour did, like they re-signed well before they were going to become free agents. Mike Vrabel, I don't know if it was this offseason or next offseason, he was going to be a free agent. He re-signed. Teddy Bruschi also, and Matt Light.
Jarvis Green, you know, you yeah, so, say that maybe they spent a little bit more than they should have on Jarvis Green. Tom Brady. You know? So, you know, you pick the guys that you really need to get done, and then you see what you can do with the others. And, you know, guy like Adam Vinatieri, I don't think he wanted to be here, really.
Agreed.
You know, I think that if the Colts offered him $1 more, he was gone. And I know we've talked about this ad nauseum, so I don't want to get into the whole Adam Vinatieri thing. But, you know, there's certain guys that just want to move on, right. You know.
And all the power to him. I mean, if you want to go and take the best offer. If you've got to... You got to do what you got to do personally. Do it.
You know,
we'll move on.
And it's part of the drama. The Colts are going to play the Patriots this year, and you know, some people will cheer. You know, there might be a select few. I think most people will cheer, but there might some good-natured booing because he went to a rival. You know.
Well,
Paul is dead set. He hates that. He doesn't think anyone should boo anyone. And
well, I think they should.
They should
have fun with it.
I mean. When Johnny Damon went to the Yankees, everybody booed him every time he went up to bat.
And, you know, guys like Paul thinks they shouldn't do that.
Well, Vinatieri...
I think it's all in fun. Fans have a right to do whatever they want,
right.
As long as it's in good
taste.
I think the true fans will
boo.
When Vinatieri, let's say Vinatieri comes on for a second quarter extra point, and that's the first time that he's... Yeah, I don't think he's going to be introduced. I don't think they usually introduce the kicker in pregame unless they do something special this time.
Right.
Maybe Gary's working on that right now. But when if he comes up for an extra point early in the game, and John Rook announces coming on to kick for the Indianapolis Colts, Adam Vinatieri... The game will pause for a few moments because there will be if TV is okay with it, because there will be a loud ovation for Adam Vinatieri.
Oh, yeah.
If he comes on with 4 seconds left in the game and the Patriots are up by two,
right.
And he's kicking an extra point, they're not cheering.
No.
Nor should they.
No.
So it'll be, and I think that's kind of how it was with Damon. His first time up, you know, there was more applause than boos and all that, but then gradually it was all boos.
Sure.
And that's fine. Bring it on, you know? I mean.
Yeah. I think it's all fun. It's all part. You know, the fans have a right to be part of the game as well.
Absolutely.
You know, Paul thinks you just sit there. You shouldn't cheer.
Just neutral. Nothing at all.
No, he thinks you should root for your team, but he doesn't even believe in standing up like on third down when your team's on defense. He doesn't want people to do that. He wants to just sit there.
Does he do that?
Oh, he's unbelievable.
Wait, does he do that? Because I can't picture him just sitting there on third down.
No, he does. He as a fan, he would just sit there. Yeah.
Wow.
No, no.
I'm surprised at you, Paul.
Yeah. Was that like, he had a third down pass coming up for Everett, and his parents sat down instead of stood up, and he's bitter about
he
that?
He doesn't. Gary, back me up on this, right?
I believe you.
This is
very stubborn in that. Very stubborn.
Well,
we should have a discussion when he comes
back.
Yeah,
the guy.
Oh, my God.
The guy's become bitter a little bit, and, you know, I mean, he's
very jaded.
Jaded.
Yeah.
Cynical.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go out there and crap my pants.
Maybe he's mature, is that what you said?
But at the same
time, mature,
you know,
but...
he is dead set against people booing a guy who did a lot for your team when he comes back in an opponent's uniform.
Don't think this has anything to do with that pencil neck deep
low.
Thinks,
you know, automatically if you boo, it's you know, bad. It's, you know, people are doing it to be mean. And I'm telling him, It's good natured. You know, they're booing and they're laughing at the same time. It's not a big deal.
When people at Fenway Park a couple weeks ago booed Brett Myers, that was mean. That was appropriately mean and trying to show the guy what he deserves.
Right.
When you boo Johnny Damon or you boo Adam Vinatieri if they boo him, or if they play the Browns and they boo Willie McGinnis, that's passionate fans expressing their thoughts. They don't hate McGinnis necessarily.
No.
They don't hate the Patriots.
No.
They're just expressing, you know, I got no problem
with that.
I'd
like to hear what other fans think, if that's okay to boo a guy who contributed to your team over years and goes to a rival and, you know, ends up playing.
I mean, hey.
You give him an ovation, but then you boo him.
I mean, we're going to be dealing with this on opening day. When Andre Davis catches his first pass for the Bills here, are people going to cheer or boo?
Yeah,
that's what I'm waiting to see.
We're worried about that one.
That's what I'm waiting to see.
Justin in Alaska is one of our big emailers. Justin came in. He's from Alaska.
Yes.
Came in with
his
family. Gave him a tour.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And his last stop was the pro shop.
That's right.
Wow. Did he catch Ken Flanders? Was he able to find Ken Flanders?
I'm like, hi, you've reached the desk of Ken Flanders at Gillette Stadium.
Ken takes about a 3-hour lunch. all right, Justin says, tell that writer guy from Tacoma. We had this big thing. Did you hear about what happened last week?
I don't think I did.
Oh, well, I'll fill you in
on this.
Please,
yeah.
we have Ask PFW on Patriots.com. You know, it's like a mailbag. Sure. And Tom was doing it this week.
Yeah.
And he wrote about, what was it that he was writing about?
I don't think
he was writing about refereeing in the NFL.
Yeah.
And the Super Bowl and all that stuff. And he went over the line a little bit.
No.
And said that, you know, the NFL regularly insults the intelligence of its fans by never saying that their referees make mistakes, blah, 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 blah.
They did after the Super Bowl.
Right. So, but he kind of went over the line, you know.
I can't imagine.
In criticizing the referees. So this writer from the Tacoma something something up in Washington has a blog.
Uh-oh.
And cited our mailbag as wondering why a team would be allowed to write something like that. And doesn't the NFL have oversight on that? And shouldn't the Patriots be fined? And called Stacey James. And Stacey James kind of, you know, talked to him about it and saying that, you know, it's different than PR. It's, you know, it's their opinion. And then the guy went and contacted one of the PR guys at the NFL. and you know, use Tom Casale's name and never call Tom Casale ask him. You know, and the NFL's response was that every team is responsible for their own editorial.
And so this guy in his blog gave this play-by-play of calling the NFL and calling the and that's how you guys found out about it.
You know, and maybe to his defense, he wasn't saying that what we did was wrong. Maybe he was just wondering
how
we could get away with doing
it. Which might not be an invalid...
Which is okay, but at least call the writer and ask him what's going on.
Right.
You know, because for all he know, maybe the writer did screw up.
Right.
And it could have cost him his job.
Right.
You know?
Sure, yeah.
Now, I talked to Tom about that, and while I encourage these guys, especially in the mailbag, to write their opinion, because that's what people want.
Yeah.
They don't want... They want it from your heart. They want you to express your opinion. Otherwise, what good is it?
No, well, that's one of the part of the beauty of what we have here.
I think that he might have gone over the line a little bit.
Can't see it.
And his criticism of the NFL. You know,
Tom's a machine.
You know, but
that's interesting, though. I didn't know about that. And
so anyway, we got on this guy, and we invited the guy to even call in if he was listening.
Oh yeah,
did he?
No.
Oh
no. So anyway, Justin writes. He says, "Tell that writer guy from Tacoma that if he does anything like that again, I will personally fly south and give him a reason to call Tom and apologize like the little girl he is." Punk. I hate people who go to the teacher instead of having the stones to call you when they disagree. Typical Seattleite. They shouldn't even have a team. If they go 5-11 in 06 and 07, the stadium will be vacant. Tom may have a funny voice and probably knows more about the backup D, like for the Falcons, than he does the anatomy of a girl, but we love him to back up.
Oh, that was a low blow.
Well, Tom's engaged to be married.
I think the upside of Bush is phenomenal.
He lives with his fiancée. So.
I go in, I pull that lever down, and I say, there, I've done my duty.
Tom. Yeah. It's gotta love. I can't imagine him going over the line. Oh, jeez. That's an interesting, I don't know if that's a backhanded compliment or not from Justin, but.
Justin likes Tom.
Justin likes, how can you not? How can you not?
So
Justin goes on his next topic, S-U-C-K, suck, suck, suck. You asked an emailer last week, who could hate Curtis Martin?
You suck.
I could. Not the man, of course. I don't know him, but the player. He left New England to go to the Jets and left us without a solid running back until, Dylan in 04, and that was only for 1 year. He's a traitor. He better never get a ring. This isn't logic speaking. This is just pure fan here.
Yeah.
But those tuna battles in the late 90s sucked. Damn right I'm bitter.
Wow.
Yeah, that, Justin.
You know, does he know we've won a few Super Bowls since then? I mean, I appreciate the passion. Right. I mean, that's, you know, but going back to the Curtis Martin signing, we're really...
Even though he went to the Jets and it was a heated rivalry back then...
That was before my day.
I still, even when it happened.
High school.
Even when initially the Jets signed him away from the Patriots, I couldn't be mad at Curtis Martin, you know, because he's just such a nice guy. I mean, he took advice from his mother more than anyone on that, where, you know, she didn't like the offer that the Patriots were making him. He changed his agent in the middle of the night.
To his mother?
What's that?
Did his mother become the
might
agent?
As well have been. No, but it was another agent. And before the
agent? Ben
before we knew it, the Jets had an offer that had one of those poison pills in the deal.
Because he was a restricted free agent, not unrestricted.
Free agent. Patriots couldn't match it, and he was a Jet. But, Curtis Martin is He's one of the nicest guys in the
Yeah, I don't, you know, that was before I started covering the team.
But I understand where Jason's coming from, but I, even that, I can't be ever be mad at Curtis Martin.
It seems like he was a well-regarded guy, and he put in three pretty good years here.
Mad at Bill Parcells.
Yeah, for stealing him.
Justin's a pretty good fan, lifelong.
Oh, yeah. His other topic is globalization. What are your thoughts on expanding the NFL globally? Personally, I'm against it. I do not want a Canadian team or a Mexican team or any team not from the U.S. I do not want games to take place in Mexico, Canada, China, or Dubai, for that matter.
They just happen to come from Mexico.
I'm not against fans elsewhere of our sport, but it should never leave the U.S. That would be a nightmare for coaches, players, families, totally screwing up the preparation scheduling, not to mention giving up a home game. I'm a big fan of the Premier League, which is England, you know, their soccer league. But I don't expect to have FC New York created for my enjoyment over here. Anyway, what are your thoughts about expanding across the borders?
Now, was he all done on that?
Just wishing us well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I wasn't sure at the beginning. At first, I thought if he was talking about expanding teams into some of these other countries, or if he's talking about having games. Because when he talked about losing
both.
A home game,
I think it's both.
I think the logistical side of it is going to make it extremely difficult for worldwide.
Right.
I mean, Canada is one thing, Mexico is
Canada's
another thing.
That far.
It's right. I mean, baseball, you know,
they
Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL. Obviously, they're everywhere. But you know, you hear about like last year when Arizona was the last year, or the year before when Arizona played that one game in Mexico against San Francisco. I think
right.
It was sort of one of those. You know, they have probably the worst. One of the worst stadiums and one of the worst home season ticket sales, and losing a home game was almost a benefit to them
right.
in terms of the situation that they were in. I mean, when you think about this team moving a home game elsewhere, the incentives that would have to be there are pretty astronomical. Correct me if I'm wrong. And plus, the whole side of the team preparation, which he mentions, I think is huge, because whether or not Bill Belichick would have a lot of say in the decision to move a game, to say that he wouldn't be happy is quite an understatement, because you're into your routine. If you're talking about going to a different country,
like Japan, where you're going to lose 23 hours.
Well, that's right. I mean, Japan. Right. I mean, that's a completely different situation.
Right.
You know, you're talking about leaving a lot of time in advance. You're talking about coming back and being completely out of sorts when you have another game coming up in 6 days. I think that would be a lot to handle.
I can tell you that I can almost guarantee you they're going to have a game in China.
A regular season game. Right.
And it could be the Patriots.
Right. Well, I would.
I know that whoever goes, they'll give them a bye week the next week. But I'm with you. I don't like the idea of playing, you know, losing that home game. And, you know, even
especially
though
the Patriots.
It's the same for both teams. But, you know, there's going to have. You're right. There's going to have to be some huge.
Sacrifice. I mean,
but also the league's going to have to come up with benefits.
Yes.
For the team.
What it could do for the league in the long run is it could be. I mean, I don't. You know, it could be huge. But when you talk about, I mean, you know, when you look at it in terms of, let's say the Patriots were playing the Raiders in China in you know, week six of the season, and then they got a bye week the next week. I mean, you're talking about. About how much that could affect you going forward mentally. I mean, who was it? Giambi on the Yankees when they went out to Japan? He got some kind of virus, or didn't he? Right.
Well, there's all that, but you know, and I understand the need to, you know, market the team or the league outside of the U.S. You know, but the thing is, these sports never take off until there's a player from the country that's playing in the league. You know, NBA really took off in China when Yao Ming started playing in China. Yeah. Obviously, there's a lot of Europeans in the NBA now, so a lot of Europeans follow the NBA because of those guys. They're never going to follow the NBA or the NFL because they like the Patriots.
Right.
It's you know, because there's no allegiance there. They don't live around here. Geographically, they're not even close. It has to be player-based.
Yeah.
You know, and until the players are from those countries, there's really no reason for them to really get into it. You know, it could happen, but the biggest thing the NFL could ever do if they want to be big in China is to get some Chinese players.
Yeah.
You know, and I've seen those guys. I don't know if they're...
I don't know how many of them are going
to
make. But
no
but,
disrespect to the Oriental.
Yeah, Bill can say that. I'm not going to say that.
But there is some impact. I mean, we've got a Chinese website, and there's some.
We do, and we understand. You know,
well, like he said, you know, it's fine to have fans elsewhere. It's just different when you bring the team to other countries
right.
and actually play.
Some of the logistics, just to me, are just tough to overcome.
But now, here's my scenario. Okay, let's just say the Patriots are one of the teams, because I know what they want to do. What the NFL in China wants to do is, obviously, they've got the Olympics in 2008 in China. They want to play a football game in the stadium that they built for the Olympics a year to the day that that stadium
so
opens up. For
this would be the 2007.
2007. So, you know, we'd like it to be the Patriots, because if, you know, if anyone's going to be in China, we want to be in China. We, like you said, we have the Chinese website, Chinese.patriots.com, if
that's
anyone
right.
wants to go yeah. check it out. You know, so it would be good. There'd have to be some economic benefits for the two teams going over there. What I would think the teams would be smart to do, and I'm sure the Patriots will do it because we're always doing these kind of things, is as soon as the date is announced, you team up with a travel agent,
right.
and you do a trip to China for your fans. You know, you come up with a package
right.
that's like a week in China, tickets to the game, get on the field.
Right.
You know, you have a VIP reception where maybe you meet Belichick and some players. But, you know, can you imagine, if all, you know, I'm sure Belichick would hate that. You know, that's so out of their routine.
Well, you play whoever's on the schedule. Wherever they take them, whatever, whoever they play, you just got to play
it. It's basically like going away for a Super Bowl. Because you can't just go the night before like you do
and
now.
Correct me if I'm wrong, the Super Bowls are domestic.
Yeah, you have to go away for like 4 or 5 days in advance.
Because, hey, there have been occasions where the Patriots and plenty of other teams either make a trip to Denver or to the West Coast an extra day in advance to get acclimated to whether it be the weather. I mean, hey, Arizona a couple years ago for a Sunday game, they left on a Thursday to get acclimated to the change in temperature and all that and the time zone and all that. If you're talking about going to China, to do it right, you're going to want to be out there 4 or 5 days in advance. You're going to want to be able to have a practice or two in the setting that you're going to be in. You've got a time change that is a lot different from an East Coast team going to the West Coast. And then on the return, to me, is even worse, because a typical away game, the Patriots come home late on a Sunday night, early on a Monday morning. They've got meetings on Monday. They get Tuesday off, and they're right back practicing on Wednesday. If you've got a Sunday game in China and you're coming back, I don't even know what the time goes. So Monday night, Tuesday, are you going to have meetings that day and then practice the next day?
No, I mean, you'd have to. I mean, that's why
he said it's going to be a bye week.
Teams would have to have bye weeks.
There would have to be. I think the long term, like within the course of a season, ramifications could be pretty huge. But who am I? I've never been to China. I don't know what the
effects are like. I think a trial game would be nice, though. To
you
see
mean a preseason game, something like that?
No, I mean, like, to actually try one of the games, like you said, in 2007 to see
what
it would
be.
Well,
I think they are.
Right.
Yeah. And, you know, they're also talking about London. In
yes.
Germany and
well, London. There was some
That's
talk that that would
China.
Possibly even be this. Oh no, for next. I think this off season there was some talk earlier this off season about next year and
yeah.
and hey, I think the Patriots are always going to be in the mix for these
trial runs.
Games elsewhere because of the high profile
yeah,
the team has right now and
the normal season ticket holder, you know, if you buy, they'd have to reduce the price for that season. Because you're really only getting nine home games
right.
rather than 10, including
and
the preseason.
Only 7 out of 8 regular.
Right, 7 out of 8 regular. You know, so and then I think you know if you have the option of buying this package, then, you know, a trip to China is not a bad thing as
no.
as a tourist. I would
right.
love to go to China, but for us it'd be a working trip and
right.
it would kind of stink.
It would kind of stink, but
I
it would
mean,
still be a.
I'd have to
experience.
Think about how to get the paper out the next
right.
day. And
right.
blah, blah, blah.
Would we be bringing all our video equipment there to do daily Patriots video news episodes,
right?
Fred?
Yeah,
I would think.
You know?
We got to do that.
Have you in.
Panda Bear.
In Tiananmen Square. We can have like a.
Man on the street.
What I would like to do, I would like to recreate the tank that threatened to run over that guy, but it would be you.
Oh, nice.
And have
nice.
You stand in front of the tank.
I'm thrilled. I'm
and
sign
it
me
almost
up.
Runs you over.
Okay, great.
You know?
Great.
We could arrange that.
Let's arrange that. I think let's start playing. You
might
know
as well.
Whether or not the Patriots are playing out there, let's get this done.
Okay.
Let's go to China.
Let's go to China.
Go to China.
All right.
Boy, China that expense China. Report. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder what the per diem for China would be. It would have to be in yen. No, that's Japanese.
What
Chinese.
Is
Chinese? What is
ooh,
their currency in China?
Are they the same?
Gary should know. He's a world traveler.
Wait, aren't they the same?
Yeah. Is it yen? I don't
know. I know yen is Japan.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I got some yen.
I don't know.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I was taking a
look.
Lori's more of a world traveler than I am.
Yeah,
sometimes.
That's right. Lori,
true.
Goes, well, that's
yeah.
another thing we failed to mention. Lori,
Hawaii's
this
in this
year,
world,
you,
right?
You traveled and visited the troops.
Yeah.
What were the countries that you went to?
We went to Japan. We went to Okinawa. We went to some Southwest Asia locations. Can't disclose. Went to Germany.
Yeah.
We went to Hawaii.
Yeah.
We stayed at home. We did a couple here.
But you've also, you know, in past ones, have you been to Kuwait?
We went to Bahrain. We went to Kuwait. Yeah.
Kuwait, yeah.
That was the past ones we did with the Navy.
Yeah.
This time was Air Force.
Air Force.
There's a couple more coming up, so we'll
see.
That's
amazing. So your passport book, do they have to
stamp
your passport when they do that?
It's awesome, yeah.
Yeah,
that's, Iraq is a huge stamp. The whole size of your passport, the whole thing is all from Iraq.
Wow. Yeah.
It's cool.
I have a passport. I've never used it. the only place I've been to is Canada. You don't need it.
Really? You haven't? Yeah. No. Well, so this China trip would be... China trip would be your...
That would be my first.
Stamp.
Yeah.
Off the...
Well, the reason I got it... Years ago, I was supposed to go to London and Brazil for this project we were working on, and it never fell through. So I've never used my passport.
Wow.
Yeah.
You never know. You might go to China.
Yeah. Well, how long... How many years are they good for?
11. 10 or 11.
Is it really?
11.
Yep. Yeah.
Mine's probably coming up for
a renewal.
Nah.
A passport.
Was that a Patriots related trip you were going to be going on? London,
it was
Brazil.
A craft related.
Okay.
Trip.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it wasn't to scout out stadiums in Brazil for a potential.
No, we
NFL
were
spirituality
game.
Faith.
We were actually doing some work with IMG website type stuff, and they were going to fly Trent and myself around.
Wow. Never happened.
Never happened. I, you know.
Maybe next time.
Story for another day.
Yeah. Let's see, Jennifer.
Did we cover everything from Justin?
Yeah,
did we?
Because
we got into a pretty good discussion about what's that?
I've never been to Alaska. That's one place I'd like to go.
I would, you know, I hear those cruises.
Cruises,
Alaska,
Alaskan cruises. Yeah, yeah.
I would love
to
go to Alaska.
Yeah.
Well, maybe
send me some rates.
NFL game in Alaska, and we can send fans on a cruise.
It'd be fun.
It's part of the
playing in Alaska.
Talk to marketing after the show.
All right, let's see, Jennifer, but before we get to Jennifer, it's 1 o'clock this time, so let's take a little break, Gary, and we'll be right back.
From sixth-round draft pick in 2000 to three-time Super Bowl champion and two-time MVP, Patriots quarterback Tom Brady has done it all, until now.
Tom Brady launches a 60-yard
Tom Brady is 2005 Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year. And now you can get an autographed copy of the SI cover personally autographed by the perennial Pro Bowler himself. It's the must-have keepsake for every Patriots fan. To take advantage of this incredible offer, all you need to do is make qualifying transactions on the Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots Extra Points redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, pre-game field passes, memorabilia, merchandise, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Sportsman of the Year Sports Illustrated cover autographed by Tom Brady. Patriots Extra Points, because fans want contact too. Autograph print limited to the first 500 with qualifying purchase. Visit PatriotsExtraPoints.com for details.
Wednesday, July 19th at 7:30, the Fields of Athenry come to Gillette Stadium with the boys from Scotland. Welcome the newly crowned Scottish Premier League title holder Celtic Football Club as they face off against your New England Revolution. The World Cup might be over, but the World's Game heats up in Foxborough as Celtic stars Aidan McGeady and Sean Maloney go up against Taylor Twellman.
Unbelievable! Taylor Twellman!
Clint Dempsey.
Diving header by Dempsey!
Matt Reese.
Great save by Matt Reese!
And the rest of the Reds. Don't miss Celtic Football Club's first appearance in the Boston area in 30 years as they prepare for the upcoming UEFA Champions League season. Tickets are on sale now. Call the Revolution Ticket Office at 1-877-GET-REVS to find out about special group discounts and free parking. This is a match you won't want to miss. Call the Revolution Ticket Office today at 1-877-GET-REVS or Ticketmaster at 617-931-2222 to get your tickets now.
And that's full time. The New England Revolution are your Eastern Conference champions for 2005. What a performance by the Revs.
The New England Revolution are revved up for a return to MLS Cup. As summer heats up New England, the soccer action heats up in Foxborough.
There it is! Gillette Stadium explodes!
Don't miss exciting matchups against DC United and Freddie Adu. A Friday night matchup against Real Salt Lake and the New York Red Bulls and Houston Dynamo's first ever appearances in Foxborough. Get to Gillette Stadium for hot soccer action all summer long with the interactive theme park soccer celebration plus free parking all season long. New England Revolution Soccer is an affordable, fun day for the whole family. Tickets start at just $18. Call the Revolution Ticket Office today at 1-877-GET-REVS or Ticketmaster at 617-931-2222 to get your ticks. Get your kicks and get the Revolution. This is PFW in progress.
The pressures, and I'm not judging them, I'm not labeling them, but they are destroying your potential. There are no more shenanigans, no more tomfoolery, no more ballyhoo.
PFW in progress with Fred Kirsch.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the presence of greatness.
Paul Perillo.
Double burger.
Just had a double burger.
You shut up. I know what you ordered. I was there.
So give me that sandwich.
You mean your sandwich? I bought it.
Can I have my food now, please?
Here's your double burger.
Mikey, Ricky, Danny, Terry, Mikey, Davey, Timmy, Tommy, Joey, Robbie, Johnny.
And Andy. And Andy?
Former winners include Nobel laureates, Fields Medal winners, renowned astrophysicists, and lowly.
Andy Hart.
Well, that's all. If you have any questions, I'm sure that Tom has the answers.
Some guy named Tom.
Look, you're my best friend, so don't take this the wrong way. 20 years if you're still living here, coming over to my house to watch the Patriots game.
PFW in progress.
Sky rockets in flight. Afternoon delight. Hey, afternoon delight.
All right. Back here in PFW in progress, Fred Kirsch, Brian Lowe, and Lori Baranski. Our post-July 5th
What
crew.
A panel.
Yeah.
It is quite a panel.
Lori Baranski, the host of Patriots Today, and Brian Lowe, the host of Patriots Video News. Although they collaborate, they go back
sure
and forth.
We do.
We help each other out. Big team. You know, doing man on the street stuff.
Yeah. Got some good stuff this week.
Leading what?
Good stuff this week from the recent Patriots Charitable Foundation golf tournament.
Oh, yes, that's right. You were on hand
find,
for that.
Yeah, you'll
Everybody
be able to find this week on Patriots Today. And
that's
Patriots
great. It only took a month.
Thanks, Gary, and appreciate
time
the
to bring it out.
appreciate the commentary there. And if you look closely at the schedule, the day after the golf tournament was the 3-day mini camp, which sort of took some of our time. And I can't really explain the last 3 weeks. But thanks, Gary,
All
for paying
right.
attention.
Webradio at patriots.com is email address. That's web.
Sorry, how come you weren't working on it?
I was working on it. Yeah.
As a cheerleader, right?
I was. I was there as a cheerleader.
No, working on the show.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
we
I just gave my excuse.
The scenes of okay. the cheerleader calendar.
Gotcha. That's
priorities,
right.
priorities.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
I hear you.
All right. Webradio at patriots.com. And if you want to
call. Yeah. We got phones here.
508-543-7482 if Ken Flanders wants to call in. He's welcome
about,
to do that.
Do we take text messaging on the phone?
No.
You cannot give out your phone number here for girls to text
message you. I barely read these emails.
You're right.
I got to read all these RU, you know, symbols. I don't even know what these...
LOL.
Ryan is just using this as a plea for girls to text message.
Yeah, what if I give my phone number? Hey, kind of like Bill Belichick gave Scott Pioli's phone number in a recent press conference.
You won't do it.
Yeah.
You won't
That's
do it.
That's true.
You know, he gave out phone numbers.
I wonder
numbers.
If he regretted that.
I wonder what kind of phone calls they got. I mean, when, and that was the, I think that was the second night of the draft. So it was probably in the middle of Pioli calling all the undrafted free agents.
Right.
And he's got his phone off the hook from all these fans who.
Because we post the transcript in the audio. I know we were asked
audio
to
was
edit
run
that
live,
out.
But audio was run live as well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So,
but on the
fans,
archive, we were asked to take the phone number out.
And you said, no way, we're keeping that.
No, no. There's other battles I'd rather fight than that one.
Pick your battles, Fred.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, speaking of phone numbers, Lori, you're hooked up. You kind of have a boyfriend.
Yep,
so
I have a boyfriend.
You're off the market.
Speaking
right
of
now.
Phone numbers.
Right now.
Yeah, you're off the market. But, Brian you're very much
should
on
the market.
Should
I throw the digits out there? Oh, Gary's got to be, Gary's all over
the
replay board
You're very
board
much
now.
On the market.
On the market.
Yeah.
So, due to some sexual content,
now
parental discretion is advised.
How do you market yourself?
I'm the host of Patriots Video News, which is a very highly visible.
Do you go out to clubs in Boston? Do you club?
Yeah, I mean, I usually start around 1 or 2 a.m. and, you know, no, clubs not right, not so much.
Well, what do you do? How do you go about meeting girls?
How do I go about? You know, I go out to, you know, bars.
Bakeries.
You know, I go to places like, you know, I've been to Jillian's in Boston.
Well, you were at Whiskey's this week.
I was there yesterday to watch some, you know, World Cup action in the Red Sox game as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you float around and, you know.
We should have a segment on the show.
So you walk around telling people, you know, I'm the host of Patriots Video News.
Well, you know, a combination of just giving out business cards.
How do you feel about that?
Because you're on Comcast.
I am.
The Patriots on-demand channel on Comcast.
That's right.
If you go to sports and then NFL, you can get all the Patriots video news shows, and you're the host right now.
You should feature Brian Lowe on Patriots Today and find him a date.
Find Brian a date.
Yeah.
Yep.
There you go.
All right. Let's. When's the next show? Tomorrow? No.
All right. Speaking of Jen used to be one of our all-time. She was on our, you know, all-star Hall of Fame call list.
2 beers is my limit.
But she now, I don't know what she's. What does she do? She works during the day, right?
I sound like I'm 16.
Yeah, that's Jen.
That's Jen.
She used to call in. Now
yeah. So it's been a while since she. Yeah, coincidence that, that I'm
the,
on the show now.
She's from the Chicago area.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And
she a big Ben Wallace fan.
But here she is, July 5th.
Rohan Davey is even
happy
worse.
Happy 4th, Jen.
She must be taking the week off from work.
Yeah.
She figured she'd tune in. She says, "I was watching the New England Sports Tonight the other night, which I assume is on cable.
Available, yeah. She must have.
And I recognize the voice of the guy with Tom Curran, and finally it hits me. That's Paul Perillo.
Oh, that's right. He did make
I would call you a media whore, but I feel like that would be offensive to whores.
He did make a holiday weekend appearance, I believe.
He was on EEI, too. He was all
I
over.
No, that guy, not quite as much as Steve Buckley, who I don't think I was able to avoid this weekend.
Yeah. Made me realize how much I missed you boys. Yeah, I know I'm a sick person, but I figured I'd drop a line and say hi. Just a couple things. Maroney. Didn't like the pick, and I'm still not sold on it. He never really impressed me, but hey, you never know. Maybe he'll surprise you. See, Jen is a huge Michigan fan.
Oh,
I mean,
well,
she's you know, Big Ten.
So Minnesota.
Yeah, Big Ten freak,
right,
you know.
Right.
So,
but Pierre Woods is here. I believe he's a Michigan guy.
Oh,
it's a good thing I have my roster.
And I will finally be watching a Patriots game as part of the hometown crowd. I'll be at the Pats-Bears game this November. Can't wait to catch a game at the Razor.
Wow. Nice. So she's never been to...
No. And hopefully I'll be able to catch the show a little more often. The season just isn't the same without your intelligent and insightful discussions.
Thanks, Jen.
She must not have been listening to all of today's show.
It was insightful. I'm not going to go so far as to say it was
Chicago's
intelligent.
Chicago's an hour behind us, so she's probably just getting ready for lunch. You know, she has an excuse.
So that's Jen. Good to hear from
Jen. I have a feeling we're going to get more emails from Jen if she's been listening the last 5 minutes.
You know, there was a while that a lot of us suspected that Jen and Gary might be having a little affair.
Little fling,
yeah?
Huh?
Yeah.
Is that so?
You know, one
How'd
of those love letter
that?
Affairs, you know, where you sit
yeah,
down,
long distance and, yeah.
sit down with the
oh,
ink
good.
And uh-huh. with the quill and, you know, by oil.
And then
an
you
oil
spray
light
your cologne
night.
On it.
Yeah. You stamp it with wax and you send your courier.
How romantic, Gary.
I like your boobs.
You know,
or there was that.
Yeah.
That was so romantic.
Or that.
Scott writes in. We were talking a little bit earlier about whether it's okay to boo people.
Yeah.
And he says, you boo a guy to rattle him. Says, hi, Lori B. and fellas.
Hello.
If an ex-player comes back to your town, you should boo him. When someone like Johnny Damon comes up to the plate, you let him have it as the Red Sox fans did. And it had ultimately a great effect on him, causing his batting average against the Sox this year to suffer. Woo-hoo. Trust me, Damon no longer felt comfortable in the batter's box at Fenway, and with good reason. What was once a bastion of joy has now become a hostile environment. You're supposed to rattle the guy. That's what it's all about. Paul was so wrong in that argument, and what a shame, because he and I usually see eye to eye.
I agree.
And Scott is from Raleigh, North Carolina.
Ooh.
Another North Carolina emailer today.
Huh.
That was a good email.
Yeah, because he agreed with me.
You know, I think a lot of these circumstances are all different circumstances. You know, like, Damon, to me, was just kind of a phony, and he went to the Yankees. That's a recipe for booze.
Now, a guy like Ray Bourque, you remember they
course,
went over to Colorado.
Yeah.
It's hard to boo Ray Bourque, you know, because...
They had a parade
That was a different situation because the Bruins actually said here, we're never going to win a Stanley Cup.
Rolling.
You know.
Rally.
Go play with a team that has a chance.
Right.
You know, it's almost like we sent him there, almost. So that was a little bit different.
Yeah,
and
there are a lot of
different circumstances. And he retired as a Bruin.
Right. And, you know, I mean, the Patriots aren't playing the Browns this year, but if Willie McGinnis was coming back, I mean, Willie McGinnis was released by the Patriots. Right. Obviously, there's different, you know, in the NFL, you get released not necessarily because of the performance.
Right.
He was released by the Patriots. You cannot fault the guy for going to another team
and
when
you're
released.
And I don't even think anyone's faulting Johnny Damon. So what?
No.
He went to the Yankees, but you
boom. Just boom.
It's good natured. You're a Yankee. We hate
in
Yankees,
minds, yeah.
Period.
Exactly.
You're
exactly.
a Colt. We hate Colts.
Hate the Colts.
Boo
everything
them.
They stand for, you boom. But we love Adam Vinatieri.
Right.
Most people around here do, yeah.
Do a lot for the
another,
team.
That's another subject we've talked a lot about. You know, the Patriots, you know, with this whole development that they're doing outside of Gillette Stadium, one of the thoughts is that they might build a Patriots Museum, mm-hmm. kind of Hall of Fame type thing. I think Adam Vinatieri gets in there.
Adam Vinatieri okay. going to the Colts after 10 years and three championships with the Patriots.
Right, two game-winning field
right.
goals
going
Super Bowl.
To the going to the Colts. Certainly should not diminish what he did here, and certainly should not even play any role in how they memorialize the Adam Vinatieri, what he's done. I
should still
no
get a few friendly boos.
Yeah. Just to show him that you're a Colt
right.
and you're no longer a Patriot.
Right, but and it you know, there's like I said, trust me, if Adam Vinatieri lines up for a potential game-winning kick with the game on the line in November when they're here, the guy's not getting cheered. All
right.
Right. So, and that does not say anything about Adam Vinatieri, the guy. It says Patriots Colts right there.
And I would
so.
Be joining in if I was not a cheerleader.
Yeah.
Now, will you be happy if he hits the crossbar and it's no good?
Yes.
Of course.
Because you have to.
Absolutely.
You're
if
Patriots,
against
not the
Adam
Colts.
Vinatieri, it's
if you're a Patriots fan, you're a Patriots fan. You're not an Adam
you
Vinatieri
fan. You
cannot
root for him.
No.
You cannot root for him if you're a Patriots fan.
No,
it's
not
that
when
simple.
They're playing the Colts.
And in fact, if you know, I mean, if here would be an interesting one. If the Patriots are out of the playoffs and the Colts are playing, let's say the Steelers, and Adam Vinatieri lines up for a game-winning kick and he pulls what Vanderjack did last year, you know, are you happy? Are you disappointed for him? Or are you saying, hey, he's a Colt. I don't want the Colts to win. He just screwed up.
It depends on how much you hate the Steelers.
Well, that's
and how much money you had on the game.
Oh, if you had money on the game, that's a different situation.
Jennifer writes in again.
No, I knew it. I knew she wasn't going to resist.
Your
she
voice,
says, in
Brian.
Regards to booing, every fan has the right to boo a former player from their team, especially if that player goes to a rival. At that point, it's just a given. I booed the TV the first time Bledsoe played against the Pats with Buff. Buffalo, she means. Oh. Well, wait. That's a bad example. I booed him when he was with the Pats.
Oh.
Good thing Paul isn't
Paul's
there today.
Here.
You were horrible.
Wouldn't want to ruffle his feathers by trashing Bledsoe. But back to the topic. Yes, fans should boo Adam. It's part of being a fan. Now, yelling obscenities or something at him are crossing the line, but good-natured booing should definitely be done. And I agree. I think...
She just reiterated everything we just said.
Exactly. And I think that's the sign of a healthy fan who enjoys being a fan. Paul is not a fan. I don't care what
Paul's
he says.
I think Paul is a football fan, and he's a fan of people, not...
He's a fan of statistics and events.
Right.
You know, things that happened, and he knows... But I don't think he's a big fan, except unless it's Northeastern Husky sports.
Yeah, I'm sure he
Northeastern Husky
rivals.
Field hockey or badminton, he's a fan of. Football, Patriots football, no more.
Wait
no
till
more.
His son starts playing. He'll start booing.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
The
Will
day.
The Thrill Perillo.
All right. Webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Gary, what's going on? Anything new that's going to be happening
Did you get a hold of Ken?
Patriots games this year?
No.
No. Everything's the same.
All right. We've wrapped up that topic.
So.
Well, there's something new. We're going to have a new touchdown song. That's new.
We are?
Well, we can't play Gary Glitter. The NFL's asking teams not to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he's...
I'm aware.
Trash.
What are we going to do? What are you going to play?
Something cool.
Gary,
what about that Mary... What about that Mary J. Blige new song? It's like a kind of an anthem type song.
One?
I don't know what it's
With
called.
With you two?
What?
No. Maybe it's not Mary J. Blige.
I don't think so.
There's I'd probably have to hear it.
There's a song that's out there, and it's like...
Oh, yeah. We got to do it. Too bad
dancing,
it's on the radio.
Fred's really
dancing to it. If Fred can dance to it, it's got to be played after
I'll
touchdowns.
I'll have to get the name of that for Gary.
If anyone knows it, why don't you email us in?
Well, I don't even... How would they know from what my description?
No, that's true.
He thought it was Mary J., but...
I still hear no, that's not it.
Dance, Fred, dance. No. He's not dancing.
That's not it.
I don't look at these as touchdown celebration songs.
This is a good one for Brian.
Yeah, you know, any club song.
Now, with the cheerleaders, you guys choose your own music and you give it to Gary. How does that work?
Gary chooses our music.
Gary chooses, and then you have to come up with
the... Not all of it. I choose the good ones.
To approve our music.
So when you have the music, then you do the dance, or do you do a dance and then put music to it?
Sometimes we have a dance for a certain song, and then if Gary disapproves, then we have to do new shit to another one.
Why is Gary making these calls?
Because Gary
pushes the buttons.
Gary's the man.
Because I'm the director of entertainment, B-Lo.
Are you the director of cheerleading entertainment?
Cheerleaders fall under entertainment.
Do they? Is that? Does Tracy agree with that?
Agreed.
Tracy has no choice in the matter.
Wow.
You should get her on the line for that.
Let's get Tracy.
Gary, give me the example of a song that you would disapprove. You know, or you don't have to play it, but just tell me what it is.
Let me track one down for you.
Let's play it. I think we got to hear it.
Because of the lyrics, it's just too nasty?
That too.
Essentially, yeah.
Now go back to Lori. Why would the cheerleaders choose a nasty song?
But maybe it's not a nasty song. Maybe it's like something fun that we don't really necessarily think is nasty, but people like, Gary.
You know, booty, shaking booty, that type of thing.
Right.
It's harmless.
Like wild thing.
Wild thing?
Right, and he says it's all about
harmless.
That, but we liked the song, the beat.
Hey, you two, I was once like you, and I like to do the wild thing. Will not fly in stadium. Thank you.
People don't listen to the lyrics, do they?
People don't know
the
lyrics.
I don't know the lyrics.
They better be.
I mean, Gary. They played that Gary Glitter song since the 70s.
Yeah.
You know. What poor judgment that was.
Hey.
Now, Gary does a great job, and, I was a little taken aback. I did not realize that Gary, made the calls on all these.
You didn't know how important he is around here.
I know how important. I see what he wears on game days. I know he's an important guy.
I like it. I always know, like, when we're going to have a good-looking person singing the anthem because Gary gets his new suit out.
Wear a suit every day.
Haircut the day before.
No, you don't.
I wear a suit every game.
No, when it's cold out, you put like an overcoat on. You don't care what's underneath. But
if it's someone nice, you have a long coat.
Oh, so if it's a Tennessee Ice Bowl, I'm going to wear just a suit out there.
If it's somebody nice looking, you try to be cool.
What about
the Lori's always out there?
Oh. Now what about the chew? I mean, if there's a nice looking person, does he? What?
Yes, he does.
Oh, are you kidding me?
You better not.
Oh,
that's
does he
disgusting.
Chew out there?
You don't spit on the field, do you?
The guy spits
right
on the field.
Right where you dance.
I'll kill
the guy
you.
Spits on the field.
That's disgusting.
Be, yeah,
that stuff's going to kill you one day. No comment.
Do you get all that? Because you have that little microphone by your... Do you get all the black
headset,
stuff
yeah.
all over the microphone?
You get all the spray.
No, it moves. Although I look like I'm taking an order at McDonald's.
You know all the World Cup referees, they have those now.
I know.
Did you notice that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Who are they talking to?
They must be talking to either the fourth official or maybe they're tabulating. Are they on a shortage of red cards? Do they need to increase the number of red cards maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know. But I've noticed that.
Well, speaking of the World Cup, I mean, we should mention that Italy's in there and that Portugal's
sure
playing
is.
France later
in
today.
In just a little while, yeah.
The event, I don't know how many of our emailers are soccer fans, but it's great soccer.
Yeah,
it's got
when you're at this point, I think when you're at this point, the semifinals and the finals, I don't think you have to be a soccer. Well, Portugal France is playing in the second semifinal. Italy beat Germany in a thriller yesterday. But I think if you're a fan of competition and sports, you've got to be into it. The thing is, if you see the way the teams and the fans react after a game, win or lose, it's life and death almost literally for some of these countries.
Literally.
They're crying.
Literally, yeah. It's some pretty intense emotion.
About 10 years ago, got an
shot.
Uncle and got shot when he got home.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Was it Britain and England or something? No.
Britain and England, that would be good.
And
but they had a riot. You know what I'm talking about this year.
Well, England, they're always, the hooligans. They always have fights. And
hooligans.
Know.
They live for this for 4 years. I mean, these countries are.
Hi, did you ever play soccer?
No, I never played soccer.
Really? Because you're very into it.
Well,
right.
when I started working here, for the Revolution, I started to get into soccer. Never played it, and I'm still a pretty much a beginner to the sport. Like
and that's
I
full time.
2002 was the first World Cup year that I was really at all into. Watching U.S. Mexico at 3 a.m. And never a year before would I have thought that I'd be doing that. But
Brian's a beginner, so do you play in a league?
No.
You run around with you and 5 year.
No, I only cover those 5 year olds for the Bay Stater, as we talked about earlier. No, I don't play. I've never really played.
So you're even not a beginner because you haven't even begun.
I'm saying beginner to following.
To following.
Baseball, basketball, those are my sports.
You play football?
Not more than just, you know, backyard. No, I didn't play. I played baseball and basketball were the organized
sports. I'm going to let you play football.
It wasn't really an option. Yeah.
Watch it, Lori. It's getting all red.
I just wanted to say that your mom.
It never even was an option. I don't think it really was. My mom. Yeah. You wanted to make sure that my mom was a topic today. Playing football was never really. Didn't really surface. You know. I don't think I would have been. You know.
Make a muscle.
Oh well, now I mean now I could certainly suit up.
As you can tell, we're out of emails. The web address is webradio@patriots.com.
We have another email. We're just making a little it's light.
It's Bilo's background.
You know, July 5th. What did you guys do for Fourth of July?
Oh, we talked about me watching the World Cup at Whiskey's. Remember?
That was yesterday.
That was yesterday, and then I hung out around Boston. You know.
Well, more importantly,
you
Fourth
went to
of
New
July.
Jersey.
Well, wait. More importantly, the Fourth of July is my birthday on the 3rd.
Yay!
So, well,
had a nice celebration.
Happy birthday, Laurie.
It's not polite to ask you how old you are, right?
23.
Okay.
2 days.
Okay.
You did a good job of that, Fred. You did not ask her how old she is, but she still gave it up.
That's right.
69.
Now, Gary, you were in Peru.
You went to Peru for the weekend?
It goes all over the place. Every time
who
I
goes to Peru
it's
for
like
a weekend?
Hawaii or
you were I was Island. In Tampa over the weekend.
Tampa. At Mons.
Did you catch a?
No, I did not go to Mons this time.
Okay.
Did you? Well, Red Sox were there. Are there right now? Did you catch any games?
No, they were in
Monday.
Where were
Florida.
They
were in.
We
I
left
guess
on
Miami.
Saturday, Sunday.
You have your own jet. I mean, how did you get all over?
Why Tampa, Gary? What was in Tampa this weekend? Can we find out about that?
Family thing.
Oh, good.
I thought your family was in Hawaii.
Thank you, Robert.
His family is wherever
I have friends
you travel
who are stationed in Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he goes to visit them three times
at
a year.
At Hanscom?
That's not Hawaii. I don't think.
Or Pearl Harbor. Hanscom would be in Bedford, Massachusetts.
Yeah. Oh.
No palm trees
there. Wait, there's another H one. Hickam. I lied. Hickam.
Hickam is next to Pearl Harbor.
All right.
Okay.
There you go. See?
Once again, webradio@patriots.com.
Well, you've been there. I mean, I've never been to Hawaii. You don't need a passport, but even still, I know.
You've never been out of Attleboro.
Rentham, right?
But Fred has a nice little tan. Where'd you go this weekend?
Just my backyard.
Yeah.
You know? Right now, I'm somewhere in Attleboro.
Call it Club Fred. You know, back there.
Club Fred. That's a, wow.
Club Fred.
So,
Bilo, you should go to Club Fred.
I might go to Club
I've
Fred.
Lived in I've lived in the Caribbean.
Have you?
You lived in the
you
Caribbean?
You lived in the Caribbean.
U.S. Virgin Islands, St. Thomas.
Did you live there?
Yeah.
Really?
How long?
For a year.
Wow. Yeah.
Why'd you leave?
Guilt.
Oh.
You know. I did it as soon as I graduated from college, I moved down there for a year because I figured...
Just because you could?
If I don't get this out of the way, I'll never be able to do it, and I'll always want to do it.
So, interesting.
Yeah.
Virgin Islands.
It was fun.
Tim Duncan, right? From there?
Yes, he is.
Good tennis down there.
It is? Yeah, there is.
Yeah, that's
why.
Tennis. Fred's a big tennis.
I actually
you
lived on an island.
Wimbledon?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Little
no
bit.
Americans.
No Americans.
No Americans.
A little bit disappointing.
I've been to Wimbledon.
I'm sure you have.
Where haven't you been?
Gary's been around the world and back.
Yeah. But I actually lived on an island called Water.
You going
island.
To the British Open this year, Gary? Wherever it is.
No, but I did play San Andrews that same trip.
Exactly.
Wow.
Okay.
Oh.
He's just,
impressive.
He's just, unbelievable. See any of the World Cup games? Germany? No.
This year?
Yeah.
I've been watching a little, yeah.
No, I mean, have you been there? Were you at any of the games?
No.
No. Okay.
How much do you think a ticket costs for the World Cup?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Yeah.
How does it compare to the Super Bowl?
69.
probably comparable, I'd say.
I'd
a
say
World
less.
Cup final?
Well, it's
probably
it's
more
like,
than.
What? Super Bowl tickets, like $400?
Yeah.
Something like that?
The World Cup final has got to be in that range.
It must be.
More.
I'm
but
thinking.
It's in is it in Euro?
Well, the
equipment.
If it's
in Euro,
then
it would be more expensive.
Yeah. It's got to be up there. I mean, the World Cup, especially every 4 years. So.
Right.
Not every year, like our ordinary Super Bowl.
Yeah, who knows?
I don't know the answer to that. How much a World Cup final ticket costs.
We'll find that out.
Face value.
Yeah, face value.
Not on the street.
In Munich? Where is it? Munich? Berlin?
I think Berlin is where
Berlin,
the final is.
$1 million.
Could be up in that range, Gary.
All right, Mike from Florida writes in. He says, why should Vinatieri not be booed?
Woo-hoo.
From my perspective, he left for a little more money, period. I lost a lot of respect for him and will enjoy rooting against him. Others who were cut or traded are a different story. Vinatieri left completely on his own accord and turned his back on the fans, team, and area. Wow, so now there's a fan
That's
who will
harsh.
Be booing out of...
Spite.
Not, yeah, he's mad. He's
well,
upset.
Well, he kind of has a right to be.
Sure he does.
I got no problem with that. I mean, I have no problem with, I mean, to say he turned his back on the fans, I don't know how you want to phrase that, but, you know, I have no problem with a player saying I'm going wherever the most money is, whether it's a cent more, $10 more, or a couple $1 million more. I've got no problem with that because it's probably his last chance. Might be it might be your last chance to cash in. And if you want to do that, it's a choice you have to make because a guy like Adam Vinatieri, who's been in this market for 10 years and knows the way fans in this area worship their athletes, and those rare athletes who stay in one city for a long time never have to worry about paying for anything in this city. In this area for life. So you almost have to consider that. And Vinatieri made that choice. I don't have a problem with it, but I certainly have no problem with a fan having a problem with Vinatieri doing that because, you know, this is where he...
And I don't have a problem with you not having a problem with a fan not having a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Or having a problem.
Yeah. We got a lot of problems here to deal with.
Yeah.
Jennifer writes
in again. My
overuse
of the word problem.
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago, we were discussing what the new touchdown song should be, and my personal choice is Thunderstruck. I think that would be great. Too bad Gar and I are through, or I could probably somehow convince him to use that song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, how does Thunderstruck go? Is that AC/DC?
Yeah.
Thunderstruck.
I don't know.
Is that the song?
You've been.
That song?
Oh. Oh, okay.
Actually, an option.
We play this song.
I'm telling you, Gary, once I hear that, I figure out what the song is. It's one of those anthem songs, you know, that you could hear. There's certain songs that are just, when the writer makes it, the composer, you know that they were thinking, oh, they're going to play this in stadiums.
Right. Are we going to have a contest maybe on PFW in Progress? Which song should be played after touchdown?
I don't think so, because Gary doesn't want any input.
Gary makes unilateral decisions, right?
He doesn't want any input from
That's
anyone.
Right. Forgot about that.
Well, it's a big decision.
Craig, thank you.
I think we should do more classical music in the stadium.
Yeah, that'll win over the fans.
They won't boo the players, they'll boo the music.
Well, what's the most often asked song about what it's called? Carmen Fortuna, right? Whatever it's called.
Fortuna? That's a good restaurant, Fortuna.
Yeah.
It is.
You know, Alberino or whatever it's called.
Albanara?
No, the one that we play with the guys come out in the field.
This one. Do you know what? My boyfriend searched high
Not Carving Tuna, it's Carmina Burana.
Carmino Burana.
He did. He searched high and low for this song because he thought the whole song was this and then what it usually goes into.
Right.
But it's not. It's all of that. The whole song. Right.
Well. The Sticks, done by South Park. Yeah, absolutely.
Good times.
You ever see Conan the Barbarian, the first movie?
Familiar with it.
They use that song very effectively, the Carmen Fortuna.
Oh, it's an option. I think definitely.
It's, you know, and I think there's a lot of classical songs. Gary laughs at me, but there's a lot of classical songs that have that type
that
of...
momentum?
Yeah, and people, they've heard it before, and they know it. They just don't know that, you know, and I think he could really, you know, take the stadium to the next level. Challenge the fans.
Yeah, but I think the touchdown song has to have something that they can
chime in
with.
Oh, I'm not saying for a touchdown.
Oh,
yeah, no. I'm not for a touchdown song. Yeah.
Oh, dear.
I got to think of what that song is. So I know a woman does it.
That narrows it down.
Okay. So it's half.
Half,
yeah. Okay, we can eliminate.
It's a real, like...
dancing again. We're getting more
dancing.
We
have dancing.
It's an anthem song. It's really like, you know...
Let's go get the video
join
camera.
Join in
and... Dancing.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's what we're looking for. I mean,
why don't you sing it?
I don't even... I can't even think of what it is.
You have the moves.
You know? Well, but it was definitely... Even the name of it...
Do you hear it on the radio?
Yeah.
Is it on your iPod?
No, it's not on my
if
iPod.
It's on your iPod, you'd know it.
Even the name of it, you say, oh, when they name this song, they definitely figured they were going to be singing this in stadiums.
And it's a relatively new song? Is this?
Yeah, I think maybe 6 months old,
really?
Something like that.
Well,
yeah.
It's we got to get...
No.
I'm playing all my female songs.
Yeah.
I'll find it out.
Find out.
It's Christina Aguilera.
No, it's a black woman. And, you know, it's... I can't remember who it is, but I remember. I think she's a big woman. She's heavy.
Okay.
You know.
So, all right, we're narrowing it down more. We're going to get this.
I mean, she's not like Monique or anything, but she's, you know.
Gary, now that you have the demographics, can you...
Found a heavy woman.
This isn't the one.
So I'll find it out by next show, and then we'll...
Okay,
we'll,
that'll be perfect.
Gary will play it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Next Wednesday.
Homework.
Yeah. Let's see. Sean from Hazleton, Pennsylvania. Another one of our frequent emailers. Says, Gary, I know you're a Bruce fan, and you would have no problem with a Bruce tune, or how about Superman from the movie? By the way, Fred, did you see the movie? Boy, training camp can't get here soon enough. I did see Superman.
The new one?
Yeah. I liked it. I liked it. I think the guy playing Superman is perfect.
Yeah.
At first, I was like, he's a little young, but I thought he was great.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. But.
Yeah.
I thought the effects were unbelievable. The story, but I thought it was a really good movie.
I've heard positive things. I haven't seen it, but
yeah,
something I like to see. Pirates of the Caribbean 2 comes out this weekend.
Yeah,
I'll see
that. I guess
Kira,
you like her?
Yeah. She's pretty.
Yeah. So, do you get to go out to movies, Brian? What?
No, I can't go out in public, Fred.
Right?
Can't get out in public. It's tough. Tough. No,
once again, webradiopatriots.com is the email address.
You've got to bring your stick to fight off the girls with.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah. It's tough. But do I get out to movies? Yeah, I haven't seen a lot of movies recently. The last movie I saw, what did I see? It was a month or two ago. We don't have to talk about that. I can't remember which movie
was
it.
Was it a porno? You can say it. Was it porn?
No, Fred. Because
I hear you're really into porn.
You've heard that.
Yeah.
Is that right? Oh, this is
we're
good.
Around the office.
They call you Brian. How low can you go?
For several reasons. For several reasons, including bringing this show down to its bottom. How low can you go? No, it was not a porn. It was not a porn.
Semi-porn, like soft porn?
Oh, soft, yeah, softcore, yeah.
All right,
sure.
All right.
It's okay.
You got a problem with that, Lark?
You could watch a regular movie.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome.
I can watch a regular movie.
But I'll tell you, I saw the Superman
due movie. To some sexual content, parental discretion is advised.
Which I liked. I would recommend it. I'll give it 3 stars.
Yeah?
But then last night, I just caught, like, halfway through Batman Begins, which I also saw a much better movie, Batman Begins, if you're going to look at that genre.
Yeah.
It came out a while ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I happened to
That I thought was an
that
awesome
was good.
Movie. That was
good. I didn't
awesome
know I was
movie.
Watching that until everything started happening.
Now, the new Spider-Man comes out next summer.
It's another one, yeah.
So they're already promoting
right,
it.
Right,
yeah. A year away.
How'd you like the second Spider-Man?
I thought it was good.
It's good. I
saw
that
the first one better.
Yeah.
I think they're just going to play it out till it's dead.
Yep.
Not until next summer, because, I definitely saw a promo for that.
Right. Yeah. Next summer is when the new
next summer.
Spider-Man
can't wait.
So.
You ever see that movie, The Village People?
No. It's really, Gary, it's a pumped-up song.
It's this
high
movie
energy, very, very high energy.
About these monsters and these people living in, like, the woods, and they keep their people secluded. And then these monsters turn out to be them who are just scaring everybody into the seclusion. It's so retarded. It's the worst movie ever. Anyway.
What movie?
The Village People?
No, The Village.
Yeah,
The
Village.
Not The Village.
I was like, The Village People is a band.
I didn't want to say anything.
That's an M. Night Shyamalan movie. The same guy that did,
Yeah.
You can't say that or you give the whole movie away, Lori. Some people may not have seen it.
The point of the story is that he's coming. The director.
People are going to the video
now.
Store looking for the
got
Village
a new
People
movie
now.
About a woman who lives in the
water.
Pool.
Yeah.
Lady in the pool. Or something
Lady
like that.
In the water.
My 11-year-old saw the.
Is that a porn?
That's the stupidest thing
Lady
I've ever
in the pool?
Seen.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to go through that.
People are going to Blockbuster now, looking for the
Village
People, and
and I already fill in the
M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah.
I call him M. Night Shyamalan a ding dong.
It's not the Village People.
I call the Patriots left tackle M. Light Shyamalan.
Okay. Get into some disco here.
Yeah, disco. This isn't what you were talking about either.
We could just, change it to like a house music show. And
yeah.
Gary can,
We can all give our reviews. Yeah.
Pick out some cheerleader music there, Gary.
Well, he can't tell you what it is until the season starts.
Right. And it's, can't turn back on it. It's
Gary, do you ever have fights with the director of cheerleading about the music? Disagreements?
No, she knows her place.
Oh!
Wow. Wow, not only is he making decisions, he is just slamming anyone who tries to.
I have a feeling that in the first cheerleading podcast, one of the topics that they'll be dissing is Gary.
Is that right?
Maybe
is
music.
That the little,
you never
little
know.
Youth cheerleader?
Every time, Lori. You going to get some good music this year?
Who's Why? What, what's
you?
What's
never.
The bad music? What is he picking?
Stuff you can't
bad?
Dance to.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Gary, look at him.
How does Gary know what cheerleaders can and can't dance to?
Gary knows.
Gary.
Once again, I am the director of entertainment, Brian.
But, Gary, it's not entertaining if you can't dance to it.
My point exactly.
There are certain obstacles that are not
he
necessarily for the cheerleader routines are fine. There are other songs that aren't, quote-unquote, cheerleader routines that Laurie disapproved of.
Gary, I know you go to other stadiums, NFL stadiums, and you and rightfully so, you take notes on what songs, what in-game entertainment work. Are you doing that for the cheerleaders as
taking
well?
Notes. He's drinking beer.
Mental notes.
Okay.
Mental notes. Are you investigating other cheerleader squads and what works and what doesn't work? I'm just surprised that you're
Yeah, we're thinking about eliminating some routines this year.
Define what you mean by investigate.
Investigate. Drinking beers and watching.
With binoculars.
I mean. With binoculars, yeah. He's on the sidelines and he's using the binoculars too. Is that what you're doing, Gary? Are you going out to, are you checking on what other cheerleader squads are doing?
I kind of observe the entire game presentation. Across
observe maybe is a better word than investigate.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. All right. I just want to make sure you're doing your due diligence to make sure the cheerleading squad music is up to par.
Other than us, Gary, what stadium does the best in-game presentation?
I've actually never been to Tennessee, but I've heard they do a really good job.
Okay.
What's the best you've seen?
I like Kansas City because they have that little band. They have the live band that plays. And
Kansas City is...
It's different, cool. though. I don't think that would fly here, what they do.
You don't think so? No.
You know, in Dallas and other southern teams that play a lot of country music, that wouldn't fly here.
No.
Does every team have Minutemen?
No, only us.
Yeah.
No.
Because we're the Patriots.
Well, Gary and
I was that on your test?
Gary and I were at an event, a Boston Pops thing, believe it or not together. We were at this event and they had a fife and drum corps that actually plays music. Oh, yeah, Presidents at the Pop. That's where we were at.
Oh.
And this Gary, you know, I think everyone that was sitting there said the same thing. Oh, we should get this for our stadium because, you know, they're really good, you know, and they're like the Minutemen outfits, but they play the music.
Oh.
And yeah, it'd be cool because, you know, picture this, you know, you got the helmet and the game is playing and it starts out with just these guys walking out, you know, and the fight, you know, and they're playing it, you know, it's kind of cool. And then Gary can shift into the Carmen Tuna. And the guys
can
come out.
What did you do? Carmen Tuna.
I like the choreography that we're developing here.
That's the kind of thing, you know, you got to get the fans pumped.
Right.
How about that guy we saw in Boston that's lifelong
dream? The fried dough guy?
No, the guy that was just a Patriot. His lifelong dream was to be a Minuteman.
Yeah, he idolizes
here
them. Yeah.
At Gillette Stadium.
They're called the MCV Fife and Drums, MCV standing for...
Are you getting them, Gary?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Massachusetts something volunteers.
Yeah, something...
He's getting them.
Colonial, maybe, volunteers.
Okay.
But they're very good. So.
Wow.
That's cool.
Yeah, I mean, I bring it on.
We like our Minutemen, but all they shoot the gun.
They
right.
do.
You know, but these guys actually play stuff, so
right,
it'd be
right.
kind of cool.
Right.
So we'll have two sets of Minutemen?
Maybe. I don't
cool.
know. Maybe they can join up, join forces.
Yeah. Well, Gary can bring them together, and again, choreography. That's what Gary's
Fred
doing here.
Fred should be in charge,
you know, because probably one of them's
Gary wouldn't
right
let
now,
that happen.
Oh, Gary's going to get rid of us, you know, and they're going to all get all
right.
freaked out. Gary's not getting rid of anyone.
They didn't have the internet in the olden days.
Right. All right, Brian. Writes in, a.k.a. Kermit the Brian.
Just Dudek?
No. He says, hey, strangers, if you're looking for classical music to play in
Hello,
the game,
this is Kermit
try
the Frog, broadcasting
array
from the Super
for Mozart's
Bowl.
That's Requiem.
Mozart, huh?
Yeah, he says, you should look that up. Dee's Array. Another good song to hear is E Pro by Beck. Finally, after a few years, I'm able to listen again. Fred, good to hear your voice again, bro. Football question, how likely... do you think it is for Sullivan to be cut before the preseason begins? Oh, by the way, I agree. The Village was awful.
Woohoo!
Why has it been several years since he's been able to listen?
I don't know.
Maybe he just got his internet hooked up.
We appreciate that.
Brian Morey.
Brian Morey.
Oh, he never liked Brian Morey? I don't know. They both spell their name B-R-Y-A-N.
That's the incorrect way to do it. Good.
Well,
good.
Anyway, the football question.
Jonathan Sullivan. Will he or won't he get cut?
You know, the consensus last week among us guys,
was
that he was going to get cut.
I lean towards he's going to get cut. He's not going to see the light of day of training.
I think the girl has to say.
What does the girl think?
That he'll be allowed to training camp
you
and then
so?
Be cut. I think they're going to make him work his butt off and then cut him.
You could be right, or at least prove him, have a chance to prove himself.
Yeah, I don't think they'll still.
Yeah,
that would be the vindictive girl saying that.
Yeah. Well, I just think that you know, he's a guy who is was going to have some work to do to make the roster in the first place. And Paul said this last week, actually, that, you know, there is something to be said for making a statement. And he brought up the example of Kenyatta Jones a couple years ago, who got arrested some weird incident pouring scalding hot water on his
J.R. Redmond. Oh, no, on his roommate.
J.R. Redmond.
Who does that?
J.R. Redmond lived with him.
Okay, on his...
It's like a weird arrangement.
It was strange. Yeah. But Kenyatta Jones...
Who does that?
The guy was sitting on a toilet, and Kenyatta Jones came in with...
Yeah, it was a strange...
Hot water scalding on him.
Oh, my God.
And he got released... It's several weeks. This was during the season. He ended up getting released, and it was one of those, he's kind of not a starter, he's kind of a bit player, an opportunity for Belichick to make a statement, you know, if you do anything that's going to, anything off the field that is questionable, you're going to be gone. Jonathan Sullivan.
Well, why wouldn't they have cut him already?
Sullivan?
Yeah.
Why Belichick's on vacation. I don't know. Why haven't they cut him already?
He's never on vacation.
No, he's never on vacation. Why haven't they cut him already? No, it's a good question.
Think that lends to Lori. If
there's also
they haven't
the,
cut him already,
okay, thanks. We'll see you tonight.
They're probably going to let him see what he can do.
They didn't cut Kenyatta Jones right away. I mean, I don't know.
I think they did. Didn't they? It was like a day or two after.
Was it that quick?
I think so.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if he's still here during training camp, because let's face it, the bottom line is, what are you going to do for me on the field? And if they think that he can add something to the field, yeah, they'll keep him around and let him compete. But I think it is an opportunity to send that message and say, look, this guy is someone who had to keep his head on straight and had to work hard and bust his tail to make this roster, and he wasn't able to do that. If you're a young guy in this team, or if you're someone who's on the bubble, the number one thing that you can control is how you live your life and how you, you know, what you do off the field and what kind of decisions you make. That you can control. You can't necessarily control what other players are going to do in competition for a roster spot, but control what you can control and then figure out on the field. I think... You know, Bethel Johnson was a good chance he was going to be cut if they didn't make a trade. So it's not like they've got such an investment in this guy. I think he's gone.
Gone.
I think he's gone.
Okay. I would use this, if I was Belichick, as a psychological thing, and I'd say, look, you know, you better. If I see, you know, you haven't been here yet. This happened. You haven't reported yet, and all that stuff. This is your own time. Maybe he had some reason. You know, we were celebrating my birthday. I don't know. But if I'm Belichick, I'm going to remind him of that every day. You screw up once.
Laurie said, just work him hard and mentally berate him.
Break him. Break him.
Yeah.
Break him
and
try to build him back up.
See what he's made of. I mean, you know, what do you have to lose by keeping him on and working him hard for a month and training him?
It's going to be a disruption.
Right.
And then
he's young, too, right?
Well,
this is fourth year in the league. 20.
Yeah, yeah.
I got my roster. I can tell you exactly how old he is.
Yeah.
Let's see. Defensive line. Sullivan. He was born on January 21st, 81. So the guy is, he turned 25 this year.
Well, he's
old
25. Enough.
You're how old? 23, you told us?
Yes.
So you can't call him young if we don't call, you're young.
I'm young.
Yeah. He's young. He's 25.
Young.
He's fourth year in the league.
Jane from Roanoke writes in, I know that Mr. Vinatieri has done a lot for Patriots Nation. He has kicked many winning field goals for us. However, if Brady, Troy Brown, etc., hadn't gotten the ball down the field, he would have never had the opportunity to be the hero. I will boo him.
Exactly.
Not only when he plays against the Patriots, but any time I have the chance to see him and the Colts play on TV. For the record, I will not be doing this out of fun, but pure hatred.
Wow.
Whoa!
Wow. Not fun, though.
Jay bringing it from Roanoke, Virginia.
No one's saying that. I don't. Even Vinatieri wouldn't say that. You know, he's the reason they won all these Super Bowls. I mean, I don't think. Well, hatred.
Just
happened
to kick the ball.
I don't know about hatred.
Good for her. Let her boo.
Hatred, I think, is a little strong. You know, I can't hate the guy.
I can't hate
the
guy either.
She didn't hate the guy last year.
No. But
so
she does now.
Well, I guess in her opinion, she has every right to.
Yeah.
And we also don't know all the inner workings of any negotiations that he had with this team. I mean,
average fan isn't going to sit there and say, hey,
what
happened?
That's my point. Who cares?
Right.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Maybe there are reasons that we don't know that forced Adam Vinatieri to leave here or made the decision easier for him. Maybe something went on behind the scenes that made his decision a lot easier. You know what? That sealed the deal for me. I'm not coming back to New England.
I guarantee it has something to do with the fact that, you know, it was – too little too late for the offers that the Patriots were making him. You know, he thought he should have been making this money a couple years ago.
Right.
And so as soon as he had a chance to taste free agency and,
you know, maybe kick in a place that wasn't as inclement.
I'm Adam Vinatieri, and that's not what we're looking for.
You know, he was going to do it. So
in a dome, he,
yeah,
you know.
You know, good luck to him. I wish the best for him and his family. But when he's playing the Patriots, he's the enemy.
Right.
Absolutely. Maybe he went to the team that he thought is the best chance to win.
But I think hatred's a little strong.
Hatred's kind of strong.
I don't hate him.
Well, like I said, she didn't hate him last year.
No.
So that's all that matters.
Well, there's a thin line, they say, between love and hate.
Very true. Oh. Did you ever see that movie?
Now we're getting deeper.
Thin line between love and hate? No, I didn't.
That was a good
was
movie.
That before or after The Village People?
That was way before.
Is that like one
movie.
Of those romantic comedies?
No.
No?
No, it was like a romantic / hatred.
Really?
A
hatred comedy.
Yeah. It wasn't
one
a comedy.
Hatred commentaries. comedy.
It was like the one with...
But it wasn't a tragedy, so it was The Thin Line Between Love and Hate.
Okay.
You know?
I've heard of that one.
Paul would like it.
Such
Paul
an idiot.
Movie.
Chick flicks.
Yeah.
Oh, but it had hatred in it, Paul might...
You know what?
What?
I'm going to give you my pinky for that one.
Oh.
Oh, the pinky. The first sign of the pinky today.
Due to some sexual content, parental discretion
is advised. You want your
stepmother.
Let's see. Ronald wants to know if there's any updates on Donnie Edwards, the linebacker from San Diego.
Yeah, he did not yet get released. I don't think he got released, did he?
I haven't heard anything.
There was
talk that he might be, they might release him. And
such an idiot.
He'd be available, obviously, if you're released. You're
we
free
have
agent.
Not heard a thing.
We have not heard a thing
things
about Donnie Edwards.
Things are very quiet.
Things are very quiet. And it's pretty much at the point now where anyone who is available, if you're still out there, you're a free agent like Ty Law, we're almost getting to that point where it would be a surprise if anyone signs before training camp. At this point, you're waiting for an injury, pretty much. I mean, if you're one of those quarterbacks who's still out there, you're waiting for the first team that suffers a training camp injury, and then you're signing. At this point, you're not... Things aren't happening now.
Let's try Ken Flanders again because
Where
I have
Ken?
A I have
last
a couple
time before before we close it out.
Hi, you've reached the desk of Ken Flanders at Gillette Stadium.
Not there. He's not there.
Ken, if you're listening.
You know, because it'd be interesting. I wonder, you know, let's just say that we signed Ty Law.
Mm-hmm.
Does he have shirts in the back that he
can
just bring
last
out?
Year I saw his jerseys on clearance for $10.
Wow.
Ty Law's.
Well, the first thing that has to happen if Ty Law comes back is
would it be the same number?
Yeah.
A behind-the-scenes deal with Mel Mitchell, the current bearer. The current bearer of number 24. Mel Mitchell could drive a hard bargain in this regard. We'll see what Mel has to say about that. But if Ty Law comes back, that 24 jersey would be...
I think Mel would have the fans against him. I think that they would want Ty Law to have his 24
the
back.
Original 24.
Yeah. Dexter Reed is now going to be wearing number 24.
I think
how did that work out?
Dexter Reed is now 24 means Ty Law's coming back for a year. It's a perfect smokescreen by Belichick.
That was uttered before, around this time a year ago when Ty Law was also unsigned.
That's right.
Dexter Reed had not yet been cut.
Well, I'll be proven right.
I think Ty Law's coming back here.
I think so, too.
I think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It could be a good thing.
Yeah.
I think he's full of
It's plain and simple. It's whoever gives the most money. A cent more out of the Green Bay Packers.
No, I think that the Patriots could give him a little less and he would be a Patriot. I don't think he's that. I don't think he wants that extra cent. I think it has to be substantial. You know, we're talking at least six figures more for him to go to another team besides the Patriots.
Hi, this is Ty Law. Welcome to
Miami.
The
team with the most money.
I don't think so.
I think
that he'll come here if it's around the same as whatever.
Well, the latest I saw it was Patriots, Chiefs, and Titans. I think it is.
I don't know.
That yeah.
I mean, I heard Seattle.
Yeah, might become back. Arizona for a while was a
Arizona
you know
was
what was
a tender.
Yeah,
you know. So I don't know, but I think if everything's relatively the same, even if the Patriots a little less, he comes to New England because he knows. He'll make that up, and to retire as a Patriot really benefits him.
Unless 1 year deal, and then he still wants to play next year, and you know maybe he plays well. Maybe he comes here for a year, plays well, and is possibly in line for an even bigger contract next year. And the Patriots say,
maybe
no thanks. Ellis Hobbs is our guy now. I don't know. I think he's coming back here. I think he'll be here.
Yeah.
Is it before training camp? Is it during training camp? Who knows? But
yeah, it'll probably be. Around training camp. I remember when the year that they signed Brian Cox and Roman Pfeiffer, that was right at the beginning of training camp or maybe a week into it, I think. So it's not unlikely.
Cox is pretty big in Rhode Island, right?
That a team would sign free agents right around training camp.
Well, and Law signed with the Jets about a week into training camp last year, so it's even not even unprecedented for this guy for this particular player.
Right. Alex, Gary thinks that you talk about the music in the stadium, that's boring.
Like everybody's talking.
Everybody
about
wants
it.
To talk about it.
When we're talking about the Bay Stater, it was boring. When we're talking about this stuff, it's okay.
Right. I would love to hear some Deep Purple, good, fast, heavy stadium rock, Highway Star, or Smoke on the Water. I don't remember Highway Star.
I was going to say, which
one's
that? I'm singing like Life is a Highway in my head.
Now, everybody, of course, knows Smoke on the Water.
No.
The way that...
Okay, yeah. I'm not good with titles. When I hear the song, I can identify with it.
Right.
The title, who sings it, not my thing.
Deep Purple.
Deep Purple. Now I know.
That's
what's that other one, Highway?
I don't know. That's Smoke on the Water. What's the other one?
The Highway one.
Nice.
The cheerleaders should dance to this.
Well, if Gary wants it, he'll have it. Okay.
All
right.
Well,
this is, yeah.
I love
Life
this
is,
one.
Life is a Highway.
No, but
that's Deep Purple?
No, that's Laurie's Life is a Highway.
Oh, I was going to say.
Touchdown!
Did the cheerleaders dance to this one?
No. I don't think so.
What's the song that you guys played during auditions?
This year we did Love a Girl, and we did, no doubt, Gwen Stefani, that song.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about.
Gary knows it.
Of course, he made the call.
Bananas or something.
He must have made the decision.
Now,
does
Gary tell you what to play during auditions, too?
I don't think so.
No.
Because it's not played in the stadium. He only controls stadium.
Yeah, I could care less about that.
Apparently.
Baloney.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, Gare. What's that Highway song? Star Highway? He doesn't know.
You have iTunes right in front of you. Just look
I
up
know.
Deep Purple.
Give me 99 cents.
You can play just a little
snippet.
Snippet from it.
Snippet's a good word.
Yeah.
Underrated.
Talk amongst yourselves.
That's not what we're doing. We're not doing well at that.
Did you download the latest 6.0.5 iTunes version?
Did you download the latest podcast? The roster report from Friday?
That was a good one.
Hey, you know what I noticed? As an aside, speaking of the podcast, iTunes, when you go to the podcast section, they have the top 100 podcasts, but they took away the top 100 within each category.
They did?
So you can't go to, like, just sports and get the top 100.
Because we were number, like, 45 or something.
Well, we were up there. But they don't do that anymore. It's just the top 100 overall.
59.
You can't break it down by category. Now, you can go into a category and see all the featured ones, which, you know, were in the sports section, but they don't rank them anymore.
That's unfortunate.
I'll bet you that there were some other podcasters complaining about how they got ranked and all that stuff.
Sure. They're always going to get people complaining.
Care,
Do we have any of ours in the top 100?
They don't rank them anymore, Brian.
No.
Through telling 59.
You said they don't rank them within the categories. You said there's still an overall, right?
The overall 100.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No.
Okay.
No.
That was a scratcher song, by the way.
No.
I don't like that one.
Actually, the number one podcast right now as of this morning was the Nike football podcast, which is about soccer.
Okay.
Yeah, that was
makes
number
sense one. Right
yeah.
now, you know, and that's
yeah.
appropriate.
It's a podcast
sure.
produced by Nike.
Yeah.
You never know once the season comes out.
The podcasts that we've done have only been since this off-season. So
right.
maybe, you know, we'll get a spike during the season.
You know, I really think that the cheerleader one for the girls is going to be big.
I think that's gonna be
well, and I think it's pretty unique. I don't think there's any. I mean, let's
I say it's for the girls and the creeps
and the creeps.
Some
right,
creeps
right, right.
To it,
so yeah. And Andy will enjoy it.
I know it's not what they want.
Right, Andy will enjoy it. I think it's great. I think it's pretty
Ronald
unique.
Also
and,
says another good music is classic Queen. You know, We Will Rock You.
Oh,
they play that anyway, right? Don't they? And We Are the Champions and all
yeah.
that stuff.
Well, yeah.
You know, everybody plays that.
That's
right.
understood.
I'm telling you, I'm going to find out what this song is.
Got it.
And I'll bet you that a lot of stadiums are going to be playing it anyway.
Well, because a lot of stadiums are looking for something new, not being able to use Gary Glitter.
Right.
Right.
So we're not the only ones looking for something new.
Are we the only ones that use it for our touchdown song, though?
I don't know. Gary has investigated every...
That I don't know. I think some others do it.
Yeah.
No, but we play that other song for the touchdown. What's that
No,
one?
That's the field goal.
What?
That's
the field
goal.
What's the name of that song? Yeah, I don't really like that song, Gary. We should get rid of that.
Oh, Zombie Nation?
Is that what that,
yeah,
that is?
Zombie Nation.
Yeah.
Well, since Adam Vinatieri's not around, there are no more field goals, right? So we don't have to worry.
Ooh. No, this new kid's going to be
all right. Right. Yeah, poor Martin Gramatica. He's got no chance.
No. He's okay. Just here as insurance in case this kid explodes.
Right.
But
implodes.
We don't play that.
No, that's not the one.
A while ago you did. Yeah.
No, what's the one we play after field goals?
It
Come
was
on,
that
Gary.
One.
You're the head of entertainment.
Woohoo! Da, na, na,
na, na, na, yeah, woo-hoo. Something like that. Yeah.
This one.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it.
Fast forward it.
This is after field goals?
This is the acoustic version.
The beginning.
Oh, okay.
Also, the Dennis and Callahan theme.
Ah, great.
We definitely have to get rid
of
it.
Yeah.
You know, we have to be original.
Come on, Gare.
We have to be very original and creative.
He's spending too much time on the cheerleading music.
Yeah.
Who knows what he's doing over there?
No.
What is this?
No. It's got to immediately grab you.
This is a big show.
It's got to immediately grab you. Whatever you play, it has to immediately.
Well, because these are unedited.
You know, like the beginning of Jumping Jack Flash, the Rolling Stones version. That's got a good beginning. I mean, you can't play it.
Play that, yeah.
No.
I like this song.
That's from Beetlejuice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
What about Pina Coladas?
I'm going to find out what the name of that song is. I'll have it for you next week. That's going to do it. Thank God for this show.
Wow.
We'll be back.
We covered a lot of ground.
Well, hopefully something will happen football-wise.
Yeah, well, you put us in a tough spot, Fred.
Well,
you know?
But I want to thank you guys for filling in.
Anytime.
Today.
Anytime.
Everybody's on vacation.
Yeah, whenever they decide to show back up.
Right. We are so bottom of the barrel that... I mean, how did it come about that all three of those guys vacation at the same time?
Well, they got to take vacation.
How does that happen?
Vacationing,
you know?
Together?
Yeah. They might be. I don't know.
Be sure to listen to Friday's Patriots roster report. We'll certainly have a lot to say.
Okay. Well, maybe something will happen this
solo.
Week. You know?
Yeah.
You
Ryan
never know.
Velo.
Patriots always strike when no one's looking.
Yeah.
Right. Maybe an opposing team will have a motorcycle. I mean, you never know.
Okay. All right. So we'll Patriots podcast on Friday. We'll be back on Wednesday. We'll see you then.